Yeah, very, very simple choices. Sue Atkins, parenting expert, voice of reason, as always, former deputy head teacher. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. I very much appreciate that. I have to say, it was extraordinarily. I have various televisions on in the studio, and we've got two feeds showing us the House of Commons, where Prime Minister's Questions are. Prime Minister's Questions is midday to 12:30 every Wednesday. It's the last one of this parliamentary session. It's now 12:56, and the Prime Minister is still taking questions from MPs. Roughly, as far as I can tell, John Bercow, the Speaker, is allowing pretty much every single MP who's standing down, which seems to be dozens of them, to ask the Prime Minister a question, most of which they seem to be saying, oh, good luck. Good luck, mummy, it seems to be what they're all saying. It's an extraordinary day in Parliament. It really is. Anyway, I'm done for another day, joined now by Mr. John Holmes. Do you have a question for the Prime Minister, John?
Well, I want to know what her and her party's stance, in fact, all party's stance, is on the big dead rabbit. It's on the front.
What is that big dead rabbit?
There's a big dead
about?
Rabbit. There's a big dead rabbit.
There is.
The nation.
I looked at that story and then thought, am I going to get a 20-minute item out of it?
I've got the
You're
whole show
get a 3-hour
out of it.
Show out of it.
There's a big dead rabbit. Come on, shock!
It's all to do with United Airlines, isn't it?
It is once again. Yeah. So I know you know it's the last parliamentary PMQs in the session and so on, but there's a big dead rabbit.
You're quite right. Is it anything to do with the hummus shortage? Did the big dead rabbit die on a United Airlines flight because it couldn't get any hummus to eat?
Well, this is what we'll be investigating in some depth,
Maybe
I can
it was
tell
sat
you.
On by Kim Kardashian's large bottom.
Maybe it's a plot for Donald Trump to get enough dead rabbits they can build a wall out of them.
I knew it. I knew it. Time's 12:58. This is Talk Radio. John Holmes will be back with his... let's be honest. Usual nonsense after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with my usual nonsense 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't forget Paul Ross here with his breakfast show. All your breakfast show needs from 6 in the morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
And now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
The biggest fight ever on British soil. 90,000 people gather to watch two men make history. It's Joshua versus Klitschko. Make it better with Betfair. Will Joshua triumph? New customers can bag yes at 5-1 or get no at 10-1. That's Joshua to win. Yes 5-1, no 10-1. Win bigger with Betfair.
New customers only. Max stake £10. All winners paid in free bets and valid for 7 days. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Tradesmen, here's the plan. Get to the rendezvous. Your contact foreman will show you the ropes and the tools. Get into your job and get out. You'll be sipping margaritas on the beach before you know it. But first, prove you're a guy they can trust. Show them your direct line public liability policy, which has been conveniently wired to your phone. And tell them you're with the Wolf. Let's get to work.
Get instant confirmation of your cover sent straight to your smartphone. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. Welcome to your Wednesday PM. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, massive tax fraud investigation looks at football. Election dominates PMQs and a giant rabbit dies on flight.
Talk Radio.
It's understood offices at West Ham's London Stadium and Newcastle St James's Park have been raided as part of a tax fraud investigation. Officials say arrests have been made over the allegations, which are being followed up in the UK and France. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is outside West Ham's London Stadium.
West Ham have issued a statement saying they're cooperating with the HMRC inquiry but aren't releasing any more details. 180 officers are investigating a suspected income tax and national insurance fraud, with searches taking taking place in France. They say several people have been arrested and computers and phones seized.
Jeremy Corbyn and Theresa May have used the final Prime Minister's questions of this Parliament to set out their stalls for the general election.
A Conservative government for the few and a Labour government that will stand up for all of our people.
Every vote for me is a vote to strengthen our hand in negotiating the best deal for Britain.
They also clashed on the NHS. The PM insists only the Tories can provide the stable economy to support the health service, but Labour says it would give workers bigger pay rises. Mrs May also dodged a question on whether the Conservatives would get rid of the triple lock on pensions if they stay in power. A parliamentary report has found a British terrorist killed by a drone strike in Syria posed a very serious threat to the UK. It's also concluded Riyad Khan, who died in Raqqa in 2015, was a prolific recruiter and attack planner for the Islamic State group. A fire has broken out in the roof of a Cancer Research UK building in Manchester. The site at Christie Hospital has been safely evacuated. And United Airlines says it's saddened to learn a giant rabbit died on one of its flights from London to the US. The airline has started an investigation into 10-month-old Simon's death.
We've got details coming up of the big dead rabbit during the programme today, concentrating on that. Because that is a big story. It's a great big story. One of the biggest stories, in fact. One of the biggest, furriest.
Yeah, 3 foot long.
3 foot long. Mm. Imagine that. A 3 foot long rabbit.
I know. And also,
wouldn't even fit in your bedside drawer, would it, Ricky?
I think his father was a foot or two longer than that as well.
Really?
Yeah. And he's only
a 5 foot rabbit.
It's a giant rabbit.
It's like Donnie Darko.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Wow. Anyway, big dead rabbit details coming up.
Yep.
I can tell you that. Raucous day, though, in the Commons, isn't it? That clip you had there. Shouty, wasn't it?
It's always shouty in the Commons,
though. Not as shouty as that, though. That's
the final last time to get shouty, though.
It is, before they dissolve the Parliament. Is it May the 3rd they dissolve the Parliament?
I haven't got the date to hand. I can't remember.
Okay.
It is in May.
I believe it's Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
May the 4th.
All right.
Well, look, Victoria's probably got some weather, so we better get that out of the way.
I mean, it's written down in front of me.
Radio National Weather.
I suggest you do it.
Okay. Despite the sunny spells, it's going to be cold again this afternoon with further heavy and thundery showers. Most frequent towards London and the South East. Highs are 12 degrees.
Right then. Thank you very much, Victoria. Victoria with us, of course, throughout the afternoon, bringing you what can only be described as news. Today, she brings you bonus news as well at 3:30. That is because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be, so she has to make the time up. And today, it's vegetable news.
It is.
Animal news, vegetable news, mineral news. Consecutive days. Today, vegetable news. Don't suppose you've started yet?
No. I've been thinking about dead rabbits.
Well, carrots. Anyway, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ben.
Tottenham can cut Chelsea's gap at the top of the Premier League back down to 4 points with a win at Crystal Palace this evening. Spurs lost their FA Cup semi-final to the league leaders on Saturday. Last season, Maurizio Pochettino's side fell apart after a draw at Chelsea ended their pursuit of the title. He denies there are parallels a year on.
No, but that was completely different. Leicester, in the moment that we got the draw, they won the Premier League. It was a big disappointment, completely different than now. Now we lost the semi-final, but 6 games ahead, we are fighting.
Elsewhere this evening, Arsenal can move above Everton into sixth by beating champions Leicester, and there's a basement battle in the North East with second-bottom Middlesbrough hosting Sunderland. Finally, cricket. England all-rounder Zafar Ansari's retired from the sport at the age of just 25. Ansari says he's decided to explore another career with law a possibility. And in today's IPL commentary match over on TalkSport 2, rising Pune Supergiants face Kolkata Knight Riders. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Ben, there. Pre-recorded sport and Victoria with the live news. And now, Chloe, we'll press a button and a thing will happen.
Talk Radio.
Just who do you think you are?
Well,
Pocket!
Yeah.
Gamora!
And me.
Star Munch.
I'm not going to answer Star Munch.
This Friday.
Put your seatbelt on!
You only get one chance to save the galaxy twice.
How is that even possible?
So stupid.
Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 in cinemas Friday.
You people have issues.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on The John Holmes Show.
I'm John Holmes.
He is 70 years old now.
I have a pet shark. He's called Sharky McSharkface.
I find that very hard to believe.
This is interesting. We've got this one here from Greg James.
Oh, that's not going to go well, is it?
It's high risk, isn't it?
It is high risk. You have to fill in a form. And funny, I didn't get an email back.
Do I sound constipated?
I don't know.
Thank you for that. Yeah, good enough. Keeping it in.
Stop on by. I'll make you a cup of coffee.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, it could be put into a blender. Perhaps like Michael Bay or something.
Shut up, John.
Trevor in Devon says that. We've got mud pies and archery.
So you could get into a lot of troubles to start your message with the word talk.
No.
You just talk about your own bowel movements in front of you, me at six.
Waste of time. But why bother?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey of
So good afternoon then, hello and welcome indeed once more to what we do optimistically and continually try to pass off as some kind of programme. And first of all, of course, very important this afternoon, condolences to the great big giant rabbit. Now, I mean, you've just been hearing about this in the news, of course, with Victoria there. It's on the front page of the newspapers. It's front page news, not least the Sun today. A great big dead giant rabbit. And it's because United Airlines again have some sort of PR disaster on their hands. This time they've killed a great big giant rabbit. Now, details are really just emerging, but apparently what's happened is that the United Airlines had overbooked the number of great big giant rabbits on board. Which in itself apparently is not unusual. It's not unusual for an airline to overbook giant rabbits, okay? But and it's for no shows. It's in case some giant rabbits turn up with tickets and they don't board or whatever it might be. That's why they do it. But anyway, so what's happened in this case is that they asked one of the an announcement saying would any of the great big giant rabbits on board the plane volunteer to leave the aircraft in return for a later flight and a carrot. Now we're led to understand that no rabbit came forward and volunteered. Not one. No giant rabbit came forward and said that they wanted to get off. So what happened in that instance is that United Airlines staff then went up to one particular great big giant rabbit and asked him to get off the plane. But he refused, saying that he was a rabbit and he was due to meet up with some other rabbits to run in a field early the next day. But the problem is this cut no ice at all with the airline. So what happened is terrible, really. They had to call security. And some people said security overreacted. So to cut a long story short, it resulted in the great big giant rabbit having his paws cable tied and then being hauled off the flight by his big floppy ears down the aisle. There's a video of it on the tube. Just dragged down, and you can see it's terrible, really. The rabbit's got a bloodied face, and they drag him off the plane, and he comes, but they hit him in the rabbit lip, and he comes back onto the plane, bleating like an injured, bleating and bleeding like an injured rabbit, and then security just hauled him off again and made a stew out of him, and it's terrible, is what's happened. I mean, awful for United Airlines PR. I mean, the upshot is the rabbit is dead, so. There's a great big giant dead rabbit now on the front of the page. Awful. Shocking story. I mean, United Airlines have apologised. They've said it's not their policy to make a stew out of their passengers. But many are asking what could have really gone so wrong here. Now, the airline also said that the great big giant rabbit was abusive and belligerent initially when asked to leave the plane. And then they backtracked and said the stew was delicious. So, and then they served it to the rest of the passengers, apparently. Anyway, more on this shocking story this afternoon as it lollops along. But hello, I'm John Holmes, hello. And it falls to me to bid you a tasty, lagomorphic welcome, that's rabbit, to talk radio in the afternoons. Now, it's the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock if we are specifically looking at specifics, so welcome to that. And now, especially if you're one of our first-time listeners that we keep hearing about. I think basically what's happened is word's getting round that something odd and largely unbroadcastable happens on talk radio in the afternoon. So, like with a car crash, everyone sort of slows down to have a look. Or a listen, in this case. Hello to you if you're a brand new listener. Do text us, by the way. Do message us if you're a brand new listener. We do want to know about it. Takes about four shows before you get it, if I want to. So what have we got today, then? Well, now, Headline Hijack is on the way. You won't be surprised to learn if you are a regular listener. That's where we put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. And we invite you to make that news story up. We call it Headline Hijack. It's fake news. The lines, as I say, are very much open. Here comes the number, 87-treble-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yeah. And then at 2 o'clock, Victoria will use her mouth, it's this mouth.
This mouth.
To say the news, but it will include a made-up news lie. We'd like it to be yours. It's Headline Hijack. And cometh the hour, cometh the diversity paper review. Allow me to explain. It's a paper review. We go through the papers. But it's done each day round these parts by a different diversity each day. Makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Rudd is in doing the papers today, and he is unbisexual. There's the day's big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. Of course, it's the news in haikus. There's the big debate with you at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Victoria's bonus news, as previously mentioned. Today, everything that's happening in the world of vegetables. It's vegetable news. Work experience punditry. Today, we bring you a roundup of the latest pop-up hipster nonsense. And Ricky will be having a crack on it. You know the kind of thing, a pop-up cafe whose gimmick is that you can suck crisps from a homeless man's beard. Or lick coffee off a dead rabbit. Cafe sponsored by United Airlines. We'll round up the hipster nonsense later. Not only that, Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us once more. He's a friend of the show, of course. He's here to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. It's Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. And we bring you guest action comedian Alexis Dubus. We don't know. Anyway, he plays that French character, Marcel Lusson. Who you might have heard of, but probably haven't. Anyway, he'll be joining us to flog something. It's today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. And, of course, there's meat. We give you meat on this show in a souvenir-type way. Now, today you can get your hands on some meat, the gift of meat, in a game of dead or alive. Dead or alive on the way later. Choose your meat, chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because we're not racist, John.
That's right. Or today, a special one-time-only commemorative offer, some rabbits. Great big giant dead rabbits. 87-treble-2, if you'd like to get... 87-treble-2.
Sorry, mess with the word talk, sorry.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Sorry, mess with any words you like.
Ginger Davey's not producing today. Ass Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Oh, here she comes. The noise of her arm there. It's her elbow, really. Hi, Cass.
Hi, John.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
She's a little ray of sunshine, isn't she? There.
You look forward to speaking to me every day.
Oh, yeah, it's like a ray of sunshine, but one that's been killed by an airline. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Victoria's on the news. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Now then. Once again, in place of paid intern Cornelius, who's taken an ill-deserved holiday, we bring you today, it's a rotating series of guest sidekicks this week. Today, we had over-enthusiastic Josh in on Monday, we had Hanil in yesterday. Today, it's the turn of Ricky to be disappointing sidekick.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's exactly what it is. So you're here to do the things.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit worried about being sat in this seat and, you know, starting to develop an attraction to my own mother.
Yes, that's what Cornelius, you know, brings to the party. So just keep us posted if that happens.
I will do.
For those that don't know, if you are a first-time listener, Cornelius, who normally is here, is going out with his own mum. Mm. It's a bit weird. But anyway, I'm not going to explain it now. It's too complicated. Go back through the podcast. It's all on there. Anyway, so 1:15, as you know, we start the show with some music, and we do it to get us to today's big story. What is the big story, though? You have to figure it out from the clues within the tune. Play along at home. What's the big story from this?
We'll be right back.
there it is. That song links to the story. A lot of guesses coming in. First-time listeners. By the way, Beth has just texted us. Says, John, you do have a lot of first-time listeners. You're absolutely right. Not so many second-time listeners. Thanks, Beth. But what way, in what way could this tune link to the day's big story? Now, it is the James Taylor Quartet with the theme to Starsky and Hutch. As Talk Radio's head of music, I've chosen to play it to link us to that story. So, Ricky, here's your first chance at, well, it's at Radio Gold. I mean, this is...
Okay.
The way it works is it's... The management here call it production values, high production values.
Okay.
Okay? And it's a musical... Music linking between the menu, some say seamlessly, to the big story that we'll be discussing in some detail. The big news, current affairs story.
And I've just got somehow guessed
You've got,
the story.
The cryptic clues are in there.
The name of the song or the
well,
sound
it could
of the
be,
song?
It could be anything.
Anything through the song?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said it's from the film. What's it called?
It's James Taylor Quartet.
Right.
And the theme to Starsky and Hutch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Line of Duty. That's in the news at the moment. What's going on about Line of Duty?
Yeah. How does that link to it?
It's a cop film, a cop program, right?
Right. Yeah. Is that it? Is that your answer?
At the moment, yeah.
It's not right.
Okay.
Got another one?
Yeah. Do I get any more clues? Is that it? Is that all I get?
Yeah. It's all you get.
Okay. Right. Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
A new star has been discovered.
Right.
Starsky and Hutch.
No, it's not. I'm going to tell you what it is. All right, what words are in there? What words? You just said them.
David Starkey. Historians done something mad again, hasn't he?
No, it's not that. Although I would watch a programme with David Starkey and Hutch.
Imagine David Starkey sliding down the front of that car.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Anyway, that's an aside. Come on, because the travel's waiting.
A new...
What? Just give me the word that's
star.
In there.
Star.
No.
Another, ski.
No.
Skiing.
No.
Skiing.
It's not skiing.
And...
It's the other word. No.
Hutch.
Yes, why? Hutch. What lives in a hutch?
The rabbit hutch.
The dead,
right,
big,
right,
big, dead,
right.
Dead rabbit.
Yeah, big, yeah, right, yeah.
There's your story. So, as we know, United Airlines appear to have accidentally killed a great big dead rabbit. They then killed a dead rabbit. It's dead now. It wasn't a live rabbit. You get the gist of it. Anyway, it's on the front of the Sun today. It's in all the papers. But it throws up the question, of course, of exactly how are you supposed to transport animals and what might have happened to this one on a plane? And is it United Airlines' fault or not? Who knows? Anyway, we're going to need a guest. Aspod Cass is through the glass there. It's her job to get us a guest. Get us a guest.
Yeah.
Rabbits. Not anyone from Adam Summers. All right. So there it is. We're going to be talking about that big story next on Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to. I'm John Holmes. It's Wednesday afternoon.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Before you take to the pitch, before that penalty kick, before the crowd roars, be ready with Betfair. Never leave getting great value to chance. Betfair have been best odds most often on the top English league football in 2017 compared to leading bookmakers. Betfair. Win bigger.
18+, BeGambleAware.org. Data provided by TXOdds. Betfair Sportsbook prices compared against leading UK bookmakers on match odds placed between January 1st and March 30th, 2017. Full terms at betfair.com.
With BMW navigation and real-time traffic information as standard, the BMW 1 Series helps to keep you clear of the congestion and connected to the open road. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,329 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 30th of June and registered by 30th of September. UK-only guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
At DFS, our design team are always bursting with ideas, so our sofa collections have something for everyone. Take our spring collection. It has an inspiring choice of styles, from Scandinavian to country-style classics. As always, our spring collection sofas are handmade to order in your choice of size and colour. And now they're up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit. An attractive offer, whatever your style. DFS. Selected sofas end soon.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes, it was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ann.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Around Bedfordshire on the M1, if you're going northbound, the exit slip road is partly blocked off just at junction 11. It is all due to a broken down vehicle. Through Cheshire on the M6 northbound, we've got one lane blocked and slow traffic due to a broken down van. That's between junction 18 and junction 19 at Knutsford. The A40 through Gloucestershire as well, very slow at Cheltenham Road East. That's in the roadworks. That's adding to the queues. And the M1 northbound, a few delays from 16 up to 17 after an earlier accident.
The Audi A4 Sport Ultra comes with features to make life a little easier. Navigation makes it easier to find your way. Audi traffic information makes it easier to avoid congestion. And the monthly rental of £299 makes it easier to get behind the wheel. The Audi A4 Sport Ultra. Find out more at audi.co.uk/A4. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. 36-month contract hire with £1,794 initial rental. Business users only. Excludes VAT at 20%. Ordered by the 2nd of July 2017, 18s and over. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. Indemnities may be required. No ownership option. Audi Financial Services.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. That is who I am. And we'll just take a couple of reactions there, Ricky. Obviously, we're the home of reaction on Talk Radio. If you'd like to react to us in any way at all, then, we'll take them. We don't mind how they get here. You could use text, of course. That's 87222, which Ricky will now say.
Sorry, mess with the word talk.
That's right.
Yeah, sorry.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Sorry, mess with anyone you like.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Or, of course, you can use one of Talk Radio's many reaction bins that are in supermarket car parks around the country. That's absolutely fine. You'll see them next to the bottle bank and the clothing bin that the Salvation Army have there. If you've got a reaction, and you just, you know, taking some bottles to be recycled, just pop your reaction into the bin and they get delivered to us here at Talk Radio. A couple that have been coming in.
Double one's coming now. It says, John, I'm still standing. That's from Elton John.
Thank you, Elton.
My rabbit died last night too. Had a dodgy battery in it, and that's from Melanie in Horsham.
Thank you, Melanie. I do keep in touch with the programme. Let's talk about today's big story. So, there's a great big dead rabbit. That's what we've learned. It's on the front of the Sun newspaper today and indeed in many of the others. And as we've been saying, scandal hit Airline United. United have another PR disaster on their hands after this rabbit refused to leave a plane. We think had been overbooked with rabbits and was dragged down the aisle by its floppy ears. It's not the first time animals, though, have died on a plane, of course. The actor Samuel L. Jackson notably killed a large number of snakes on a plane in 2006. And Muttley the dog from Dastardly and Muttley, who flew in a biplane with Dick Dastardly, didn't die, although he was injured after each adventure when Dick Dastardly pinned a medal to his fur. And yes, I appreciate it. If you are a millennial, you'll have no idea what Dastardly and Muttley even is. But in all seriousness, it seems that the beleaguered United Airlines have done it again. Now, next time, imagine we'll see a new Pepsi advert where Bugs Bunny gives a carrot to a policeman on a Black Lives Matter march. But just how do animals get transported on planes? What could have gone wrong? And what can their owners expect when they entrust their very loved animals to airlines and to be transported around the world? On the line, Dr. Roger Mugford. He's a vet at Company of Animals. Good afternoon, Roger.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. So, look, you know the story. I mean, it is a sad story. Of course it is. What could have happened here? I mean, how do you safely transport an animal?
Well, if you're a sort of in a Rolls-Royce situation, flying from the Arab Emirates, and you're a racehorse that's valued in millions, then you're given every creature comfort and, you know, a nice, cool accommodation in the hold of the plane, yeah. And air pressures are all adjusted and groomed on hand. If you're a little bunny in a cage, you'll probably be down with the luggage. You should be in an environment that's obviously pressurised, but not cold nor hot. And those sort of extremes could prove fatal to any animal.
Indeed. Yeah.
You know, dogs are pretty robust. Cats even are pretty robust. But rabbits are really prone to being stressed.
Because yeah.
They're extremely vulnerable in nature. Obviously, Charlie Fox wants to eat them. And, you know, life is a constant worry if you're a rabbit. To be bundled in a cage and to be shoved on a plane is going to be pretty stressful for any bunny rabbit.
Right, but surely the
bunny rabbits listening, don't do it.
The process of transporting animals, I would appreciate it, is a complex one in many terms, because you've got, as you're right saying, pressurised cabins. But are there, on planes, do they have compartments specifically for the transportation of pets? I mean, is it sort of between the passenger and the...
Yes, it'd be in a part of the hold where there'll be luggage and sometimes cargo, but there should be some human supervision from time to time.
Yeah.
Pop down the captain to see his lot of patients, passengers are happy. But you know, thousands, maybe millions of dogs are on the move from across America and across the world. And it's a very normal process, increasingly common in the UK, of course.
Yeah.
To their holiday homes. But bunnies, I really wouldn't recommend it. And the snakes that you mentioned earlier, wouldn't recommend it. They're just basically wild animals, and they're not adapted to cope with the strains of being handled by strangers. And
I mean, the lady whose rabbit it was, I mean, basically someone, we think it's a celebrity, had bought this giant rabbit. We don't know who it is yet, but she says she sort of transports them. She's never had a problem before, and she's transported, you know, many rabbits at the time. This is an interesting figure. 35 animal deaths on US Airlines in 2015. Most recent data available, 14 of those were on United flights. So it just makes you wonder.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not a good statistic, is it?
No. I mean, again, maybe, as we've said earlier, maybe it's a case of overbooking and then they just have to drag them off.
Or they were sitting next to a pet fox or something like that.
Well, you've got to see, if someone's transporting a fox and someone's transporting a rabbit, you're absolutely right, don't put them together. I mean, that's rule one, I'd have thought.
Yes.
No one, actually, when you get on a plane, Roger, you don't want to be sat next to a fat man or woman, do you? You don't. And so it's the same as that. If you get on a plane as a rabbit, you don't want to be sat next to a fox.
No, this is very true. But in all seriousness, there are something called IATA, the people who regulate all the sort of rules of air transport. And they're really quite strict regulations on the transport of animals and the provision of water. And before they get on the plane, they should be health inspected. And so this is really an unfortunate event. But I would say, if I was a rabbit owner, I think you're taking a Ryanair down to the south of Spain for the summer, don't leave Bunny behind. He's not well adapted to these sorts of stresses.
Yeah, we should just point out there for balance that other rubbish airlines are available. So, in terms of the transportation of them, once you hand it over, like with your luggage, it's the responsibility of the airline, isn't it? And we know the problems they have with luggage that's not alive, and that gets damaged. So it doesn't, you don't hold out a lot of hope.
It could well have been just a badly handled luggage, indeed, and crashed the bag. You just hope that all the handlers that do this are animal lovers, but maybe they weren't.
Yeah, we've all seen them lobbing suitcases onto conveyor belts. Imagine that with a cat.
I can feel the lawsuit coming on. Mm. Well, you see, you said mention cats, but seriously, cats and dogs, they cope with trauma. They're predators.
Yeah.
And, they're tough beasts. Little bunny rabbits are... And they're much more vulnerable.
Yeah, as a big bunny rabbit, it turns out. Anyway, listen, Dr. Roger Mugford, thank you very much indeed. Slightly iffy phone line there, but anyway, I think we got the gist of that. He's a vet at the Company of Animals, currently working in a barn, apparently, as well. So I don't know whether he talked to us there with his... Might explain the muffled mobile phone signal, because he might have been holding his phone, but his hand was also up a cow. trying to give birth to... Anyway, if you have your opinion on the big dead rabbit, I mean, it's a shocking state of affairs, of course. So let us know what you think. How would you transport an animal safely? What would you put it in? 8-7-2-2.
Sorry, Mr. Witherwood, talk. I'm the new guy, right? I'm getting used to it.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you
like. That's right. Right, it's just after 1:30 now, and with news, etc., here's Victoria on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister's been defending the government's record on pay for NHS workers.
I think we should first of all recognise, actually, that for people working in the National Health Service, around half of those staff, because of progression and basic pay increases, will actually see on average a pay increase of 4% in their total.
Labour says it will guarantee health service employees a rise if it wins the general election. Shadow Health Secretary John Ashworth says he'd pay for it through an increase in corporation tax, which has been cut to 19% from 28% under the Conservatives. West Ham and Newcastle United football clubs have been raided and several arrests made as part of an investigation by HM Revenue and Customs into suspected national insurance and income tax fraud. It's understood the controversial employment agency which staffs Sports Direct's largest warehouse is on the verge of administration. Transline Group has failed to secure new financial investment. A fire has broken out in research labs at a renowned cancer hospital. No patients or operations have been affected at the Christie in Manchester. And Joey Barson has been banned from all football activity for 18 months. The Burnley midfielder has also been fined £30,000 after admitting an FA misconduct charge in relation to betting. The weather, despite the sunny spells, is going to be cold again this afternoon with further heavy and thundery showers, some of them frequent towards London and the southeast. Highs of 12 degrees. There's more in around 25 minutes.
That's right. You said that slightly pointedly.
Because you're late and it's becoming a habit, John, and it's annoying.
Well, it's only because I think we wanted to know about the dead rabbit. People care about that sort of stuff, and that's right to do so. So we were investigating that, and I think, you're keen on animal news,
yes,
and that was the very definition of it, wasn't it?
Rest in peace, Simon.
You, Simon.
The dead rabbit, John. You've just been speaking about him for 10 minutes.
Didn't know his name was Simon.
How didn't you know that? I even said it in my last news bulletin.
Yeah, I don't listen to that.
Well, if you'd have done your research correctly, you know that Simon was 10 months old and 3 foot long.
That's right. Simon the rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, well, vegetable news in 2 hours from now.
Yes, John.
That's right. So we look forward to that, don't we? Have you done the weather?
I'm finished. I'm waiting for you to get on to the next thing so I can leave the studio.
Right. Headline hijack's on the way, Victoria. You know, at 2 o'clock when you read the news, but there's a news lie in there,
yes,
sent in by a listener. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
I feel like I'm about to cough.
Well, cough.
I don't want to cough on air. Just hurry up.
Have a little cough. We don't mind.
No. Contagious, isn't it?
Okay. Oh. I mean, for someone who didn't want to cough on air, you've gone for it now.
Because you're taking so long. I'm just going to leave.
All right. Bye, Victoria. Bye. Victoria there with the news, and she'll be back with that, with the headline hijack, details of which are coming up next.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reaction coming in to the big dead rabbit story. As I say, it's on the front of the papers today. Thank you very much indeed to CJ, who has just sent a message saying, was the rabbit having a bad hair day? John says, court jester. The question is, of course, if the rabbit... Because sometimes when you get married, you have special treatment on the plane, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether you've ever been married, Ricky, but that apparently is that's what happens. Because it was perhaps on its way to its bunny moon. Court jester sent that. John, you wouldn't put your pet into a concrete mixer that was running, would you? So why would you use United Airlines? That's from Thomas there. News from Clarkey, who says apparently it died after an air hostess weed on the rabbit because that's how they pregnancy test air hostess. I don't understand that.
What?
I don't know. Anyway, fine. 8722.
Sorry, mess with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
So I miss with
anyone you like. That's right. And now, headline hijack. So it's on the way. It's at 2 o'clock. It's a made-up news story. It is there to fool the people not listening to this bit of the programme. Of course, the data indicate that people are out to lunch between 1 and 2 o'clock, so they don't necessarily hear this bit. But they get back at 2, switch the radio on. Of course, they do. And they hear the news, and they believe the news because it's the news. We put a news lie in there. Fake news, writ large. What's been coming in, Ricky? Who's been sending what today?
We just had one in from Tim from Manchester, and he says, Prime Minister Theresa May has revealed that her call for a snap election was a large practical joke played on the British public as part of an ambitious hidden camera show. Mm. Mischievous May, which is to be shown on Channel 5 later this year, captures the hilarious reactions of exasperated members of the public on covertly placed cameras in all corners of the British Isles.
Right, thank you very much. That's the kind of thing. This has come in as well. From Sarah, I think. Eric Pickles has confirmed to Talk Radio that his reason for leaving his position as an MP, you know, he stood down, of course, he said he's going to stand down, is that he's now going to start producing his own brand of pickles. Eric Pickles Pickles, big fat pickles, will be stocked in supermarkets within the next few months.
Oh, very good, very exciting. Pickles,
following in the footsteps, of course, of Barry Norman, the ex-host of film programme, BBC One, who has his own range of pickles. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
True. And also, of course, Paul Newman, who has salad dressing.
Well, it's like Porky as well. Porky's Nuts.
Porky's Nuts.
Or Porky, what is it, Scratchings? I don't know. Yeah. Something like that. You see his face in the supermarket.
Yeah. Tell us who Porky is, for those that don't know.
Oh, he's at Talk Sport. He's the grumpy one that's on overnight. So actually, he's on Talk Radio as well, I guess, overnights.
Yeah. Well, there we are. Good. All right, so... the lines are open then for Headline Hijack. Of course, somebody has to get their news into the main news. It might as well be you. And let's give you that number again. 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
That's right, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
And start your message with any words you like.
On the way, diversity paper review. We'll be going through the papers and finding out what other stories are in there apart from the big, great, big dead rabbit. And we'll be doing it with Rudd today. He'll be in next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for all the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more pep than Guardiola. tackles opponents tougher than Terry and scores more winners than our mate Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up the Sun today for just 50p.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, we've got 100mm treated deck boards for only 99 pence per metre. Now, that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
When you buy a Peugeot-approved used car, you get a full vehicle inspection. You get a minimum 12-month warranty. And from the 13th to the 30th of April, you also get a deposit contribution of up to £750 with 8.9% APR representative. That's a lot of gets. Get to a participating dealer now. Peugeot approved used. Reassurance built in. Terms, conditions, restrictions and excess mileage charges apply. Peugeot Motor Company PLC is a credit broker, not a lender, and will only introduce you to PSA Finance UK Limited.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to talk radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On through Cheshire at the moment, the M6 northbound, we had an earlier broken down vehicle between junction 18 and 19. All lanes have now cleared, but it is still slow due to that. You'll also find on the A40 through Gloucestershire at Cheltenham Road East in the roadworks, it is looking very slow at the moment. Do watch out for delays on the A4 Bath Road in Reading. It's slow there just near Circuit Lane. Again, roadworks are adding to the delays.
The Audi A4 Sport Ultra comes with features to make life a little easier. Navigation makes it easier to find your way. Audi traffic information makes it easier to avoid congestion. And the monthly rental of £299 makes it easier to get behind the wheel. The Audi A4 Sport Ultra. Find out more at audi.co.uk/A4. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. 36-month contract hire with £1,794 initial rental. Business users only. Excludes VAT at 20%. Ordered by the 2nd of July 2017, 18s and over. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. Indemnities may be required. No ownership option. Audi Financial Services.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Join me today. I've got two legendary guests. Sir Geoff Hurst and Gordon Banks OBE. Two of the heroes of England's one and only World Cup winning football team.
And here comes Hurst. Some people are on the pitch. They think it's all over. It is now.
We'll have all the other stuff, but Geoff Hurst and Gordon Banks are going to be here.
Sam Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
Talking to Geoff Hurst and Gordon Banks.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon to you, and welcome along if you're just joining us. Hello, I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio. Ricky is here today. Hello, Ricky.
Hi, John.
Hi there. He's playing the part of regular whatever it is that Cornelius does and sits there doing it, because Cornelius has taken an ill-deserved holiday. So the role of disappointing sidekick is played today by Ricky.
Thanks.
Just in case you're thinking, who's that?
I'm doing it quite well.
Voice. I mean, it's a low bar. If I'm honest, so...
What, a low bar for being disappointing, or just a low bar being...
Well, it's a low bar. I mean, Cornelius' bar is set quite low.
Oh, right.
So that's what I mean. So you haven't got far to try and leap to get to any...
Oh, right, okay.
...successful height of sidekickery, is all.
Oh, okay, I'll take that, then.
Sort of saying that, anyway. But that's fine. What I was going to say, while you're there, Right. Yep. I don't know whether you've seen any of the news today, for instance.
No, I've not.
Have you not? No, it's... Well, let me tell you, what's going on? The PMQs, the last Prime Minister's questions of this parliamentary session, because, of course, Parliament will be dissolved shortly as we fully get ourselves into the election period at the beginning of May. So that's going on. Trump's wall, even though he's still tweeting that it will be built, his budget says otherwise, it seems. Because by Friday, they have to put a budget amendment into Congress. But it's notable for the wall's absence.
Well, it's very confusing.
It is. The whole thing is very complicated, actually.
I just can't get my head around
it. No. Well, that's interesting, because neither can Cornelius when he's here. But it's all right, because we help, you see. We get a lot of letters from people telling us they can't get their head around the news, and we do our best to help, because we're a helpful radio station. And what we do is we take the news and we analyse, we drill down, in many ways, into the very core, the essence, the very chi of the news. And when you do that, what you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry. Which is five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus. But Cornelius ordinarily will read those out. Mm-hmm. But he's not here, as I say. So what we've done is we've given them to Asprod Cass through the glass to read out. But the problem with that is she's northern. And so no one can understand a bloody word she says. But we've persisted with it because of the tiny pun within the phrase, it's the news in haikus.
United Airlines, kill giant rabbit, it went kicking and screaming.
Dragged off the plane. The problem, as we learned, we were talking about this earlier, of course, with Dr. Roger Mugford, a vet at Company of Animals. He was talking to us from a barn where he seemed to have his hand with his phone up a cow. It was so muffled. But he was telling us about the rabbit and how animals are transported. But, of course, the problem is with the United Airlines, they overbooked the flight. It was full of giant rabbits. And when they asked one of the giant rabbits to get off the flight, it wouldn't. So they had to call security, and security dragged the rabbit up the aisle with its paws cable tied by its flop. Years and then made a stew out of it. So, you know, shocking scenes there from United Airlines, another PR disaster, really. Anyway, with that story and others, I'm sure to go through the papers. Of course, Rudd's here with the Diversity Paper Review. It is the Diversity Paper Review, so-called because each day a different diversity goes through the papers, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Rudd, welcome back.
Hello.
Reminders of your diversity.
Bisexuality.
Yeah. That's... So that's two boxes ticked straight away.
I mean, yeah.
So,
sometimes at the same time. Yeah. Or half of each.
Either way, which is apt. Anyway, yeah. Look, so what's in the papers, Rod? What have you seen with your eyes?
I've seen with my eyes Ivanka Trump being in Germany talking to Angela Merkel and some other women.
Yeah.
And she's got a bit of flack, mostly because of who her dad is.
Yeah.
People are a bit angry with her because it's, you know, this is a conference where it's lots of women speaking and then they talk about feminism. And she is someone who is successful, inverted commas, in as much as she has lots and lots and lots of money.
Yeah.
But it's all just come from her dad.
Yeah. What does she actually do?
Well, she's got, like, perfume lines and clothing lines and shop, just all that stuff.
Yeah.
But all of that is come from investments from dad. People aren't very happy that someone who is essentially living off handouts from daddy is touting themselves as like a feminist icon. And she says it quite a lot. She often says, I'm a feminist, and I'm a kind of something for young girls to look up to.
Yes.
And she doesn't really do anything feministy.
So
I mean, if she was the feminist she claims herself to be, she'd completely just, you know, disavow her father and kind of...
And that's the criticism, is it? I mean,
criticism. There was a great SNL sketch. I say great. It was a rubbish sketch, but it was good in principle.
Yeah.
Where it was Scarlett Johansson.
It's also like this programme.
Scarlett Johansson as Ivanka Trump doing, you know, an ad for a new perfume.
Yeah.
And it's called Complicit by Ivanka Trump.
Very clever.
Very clever. Yeah. But then again, it was an SNL sketch, so they dragged it on for like 4 minutes too long.
Right.
Anyway.
It is like,
so yeah, that's very much like this, people, yeah. people aren't very happy with Ivanka.
But the thing is, when they invited her to what, this feminism conference?
I don't actually know what the conference was.
Celebration of women or whatever.
Yeah.
They knew this was going to happen. So there was
booing and hissing in the audience.
But the people who invited her knew what they were doing, right?
Yeah. So well, I don't know, man.
Do people hiss still? I thought it was...
That's a good question.
I thought that was just for pantomimes.
Well, I don't often go to theatre events very often, and I don't think I've ever heard anyone
hiss. Has anyone ever hissed at you, Rudd, in any scenario? Not including swans.
No, I don't think so. I don't think anyone hisses.
I think it's become extinct.
Well, there's Slytherin from Harry Potter. He hisses. But that's speaking past the
Slytherin?
Tongue, so it doesn't... You know, from... Harry Potter, the guy that founded Slytherin in the Harry Potter series.
He's a hisser, is he?
He speaks Parseltongue, which is snake language, so he hisses.
Yeah, so that basically is the go-to is...
He's looking at me with such disgust.
So people basically don't, do they? People still don't hiss. We haven't gained anything from that.
No. Fictional characters, snakes and swans.
Yeah.
But if you were, I mean, if you were, for instance, say Donald Trump had sired Goose, right? At some point.
Sorry, sired?
Yeah, I mean, like, birthed. I mean, like, S-I-R-E-D, sired.
I've never heard that word.
No, it's a grown-up word. Anyway, look, so a goose had come out of, what's his wife's name?
Melania.
Yeah, so she'd given birth to a goose, or a swan, say, right? And let's take the scenario to its fullest extent, right? And that swan, or goose, I think goose hiss as well.
Geese.
Yeah.
Do they?
I don't know. But anyway, let's say they do, for the sake of argument, okay. Right?
So I'm pretty sure they honk, don't they?
I thought they honked.
Yeah, but not when they don't like something. They honk.
No, they do. Well, if they're driving and then someone in front of them's being a...
Yeah, then
they
honk.
We could say that about anything. If anyone's like a... They could, you know, hypothetically hiss. Like, yeah. We could hypothetically hiss if we didn't like this.
All right. Okay, it's a swan. She's given birth to a swan.
Your theory's falling apart in front of you, John.
It's not. It isn't, right? So, okay, so anyway, what's her name?
Melania.
Yeah, she's given birth to a swan. Somehow, Donald Trump has the man seed of a swan, right? And he's impregnated Melania with a half swan, half Trump hybrid daughter, right?
Okay.
And it's come out of Melania, and the years down the line, right, the swan has spent Donald's money on a range of clothing, feathers, perfume, big flappy wings, etc., right? But it's not really done it itself, it's done with daddy's money. It gets invited to a conference, right, which is primarily for hissing creatures, right? Snakes, geese in certain circumstances.
Hisscon.
More swans.
There's literally just snakes, isn't
there? It's just snakes and geese, yeah.
Yeah, all right, well, they're in the audience, and they're sitting there, and then Melania... No, Ivan... What's her name?
Ivanka's the daughter, Melania's the wife.
She's a swan, right, so... And she's invited there, but to say what a successful swan she is in her own right. A very fine swan indeed, to coin a phrase.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. But the rest of them think she's a bit of an ugly duckling.
Oh,
right?
Very good. Yeah. I see where you've been waiting to get to.
She's got
the build-up, was it worth
she's
it?
She's got feathers all stubby and brown, right? And so what's happened is that then they hiss at her.
Yeah.
There, that's the scenario I'm painting.
But she's going to develop to be a beautiful feminist.
Well, maybe one day.
We wait to see, don't we?
And hopefully at some point in the next few weeks she goes, actually, yeah, everything my dad said for the past his entire life has been pretty awful.
Yeah.
So yeah,
and also, of course, hiss rhymes with what those prostitutes did on him. So, you know, it all comes full circle, doesn't
allegedly,
it?
Allegedly, of course.
No, I'm pretty sure it happened. What else is in the papers, Rudd?
There's your bunny, the dead one.
Do they hiss?
No,
I mean, I bet they do when they've been asphyxiated in the hold of an aircraft.
Cats hiss.
Cats hiss.
Oh, yeah.
Cats hiss.
So there's cats.
I've been hissed at by my cats, actually.
There you go.
You have cats and you forgot that cats hiss.
Well, it doesn't happen very often because they love me so much.
Right.
What sound does a bunny make? Do rabbits make noise? I don't think I've ever...
I think just thump.
Yeah.
But that's their legs, not their
vocal
sound.
I don't know what noise a rabbit makes.
Well, 03444991000. What sound does a rabbit make?
What sound does a rabbit? These are all the big texters this afternoon. Get in touch. What noise does a rabbit make when it's alive, not dead, in the hold of an aircraft? Obviously, then it's probably just going.
But anyway. Yeah. Probably just sizzling quite nicely as they turn it into a stew.
Yeah. So what's... All right, so we know about the rabbit, we've done the rabbit. What else is in there? You know?
Well, there's this fun story in the Times. Weddings are kind of turning into an arms race for the middle class, in as much as these days people are kind of in a constant state of one-upmanship.
Okay.
In the when it comes to weddings. So people are like constantly trying to make them as big and as massive and as crazy and as zany as possible.
Yes.
Which I think is, it sounds about right for 2017, people kind of just going as mad as they can with weddings.
Are these sort of themed weddings you're talking about?
Yeah, themed weddings. I mean, this one here, the piece in the Times, has got a nice little picture of a pug in a tuxedo.
It's all about animals today, isn't it? Look at that.
Yeah, it's very animal heavy today.
A pug in a tuxedo.
A pugsedo.
Mm. I don't know if you've met Chloe. Chloe's,
I've heard of her.
She works through the glass there. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Congratulations,
hi there.
Chloe.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Ah, yeah. Shut up.
Yeah, Chloe's got engaged, everybody.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
So oh, congrats, Chloe.
Congratulations.
Got engaged. Chloe, so that means you're getting married, right? Are you going to... Yes. Traditionally, I mean, you've still got time to back out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But would you consider, in the terms of one-upmanship weddings, I mean, if you had that discussion, would you have a pug in a tuxedo?
Yeah, or maybe like a goat.
A goat?
A bit more rustic.
What would the goat wear? Like
well,
a burqa or something.
Yeah.
Sort of topical, isn't it?
Yeah, something. Like so, a nice hat.
Are you going to invite anyone from UKIP to your wedding?
I put a bid in.
Right, yeah. But otherwise, but what I'm saying is the goat couldn't have the burqa if you did that, because they're a bit anti that, aren't
okay,
they?
Okay, I need to do some thinking.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah. Chloe there, got engaged, everybody.
Oh, very good.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Very good.
Thank you, Rudd, as well.
No worries.
We're sort of out of time there.
Yeah, it's fine.
But that was a paper review. All of that stuff was in the papers. So thank you for it. Now, in the next bit of the programme, we'll be bringing you the joy of guest action as, well, it's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. It's on the way in the next bit of the programme. Also today, don't forget, a game of Dead or Alive in which you could get your hands on some meat. Now, chicken, beef, lamb or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Or today... some commemorative rabbit as well. One day only. Now, small matter of headline hijack, because that's on the way as well. A made-up news story in the news next. We need somebody who sent something in that Victoria will say as truth in the next few minutes. Today, it comes in from...
Charlotte in Wilmslow. I think it's Wilmslow.
Wilmslow will do. That's fine. Charlotte's in Wilmslow. Well done. Your made-up news story will come out of Victoria next. Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Wednesday one. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
At Argos, get great deals for your home and garden, like our rattan four-seater sofa set, half price at just £399.99. And sleep a little easier with up to half price off mattresses. Plus, get a free £10 voucher when you spend £100. Go Argos. Selected lines, conditions apply. Voucher offer ends Tuesday. Excludes voucher purchases.
Hey Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. Pre-order now and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Pre-order terms apply. Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. RootMetrics UK 4G comparison of four mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up? Work to do. Shower? Tick. Shave? Tick. Dressed? Next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn. Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
When a stroke strikes, the damage spreads like a fire in the brain. When you spot any single one of the signs, think and act fast. F. Face. Has it fallen on one side? A. Arms. Can they raise them? S. Speech. Is it slurred? T. Time to dial 999. The faster you act, the better their chances. So even if you're not sure, act fast. Make the call. dial 999.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, parties clash over the NHS, serial killer's drug dealer avoids jail term, and the FA bans Barton.
Talk Radio.
Labour says if it wins June's general election, NHS staff will get a pay rise. The party says it'll pay for it with changes to corporation tax for large companies. But the Conservatives say Jeremy Corbyn's economic policies risk getting the UK into further debt. The Liberal Democrats' health spokesperson, Norman Lamb, has told Talk Radio Labour's plan is not credible.
They're talking about funding it by increasing corporation tax again, but they've already spent that money 10 times over. They've made a whole number of announcements over the last few months about how that money will be spent. So it's not real money, this.
West Ham and Newcastle's premises are being searched by tax officers as part of a fraud investigation. Officials say several arrests have been made over the allegations. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is outside West Ham's London Stadium.
180 officers are investigating a suspected income tax and national insurance fraud, with searches taking place in the UK and in France. HMRC says several people have been arrested and computers and phones seized. West Ham have only said that they're cooperating with HMRC and won't be making any further comment.
A man is admitted causing the death of a four-year-old girl in a hit-and-run on Merseyside. Violet Grace Ewins was struck as she walked with her grandmother in St Helens last month. A dealer who supplied illegal drugs to serial killer Stephen Port has been handed a community order. 23-year-old Gerald Matovey from Southwark in South London sold Meow Meow and the date rape drug GHB in August 2015. Port is serving a whole life sentence for murdering four young men he met through the dating app Grindr. And Burnley midfielder Joey Barton says he'll appeal against an 18-month ban from all football activity as it would force him into an early retirement. He's been punished after admitting breaking gambling rules by placing more than 1,200 bets on the sport over 10 years. Barton says he suffered from a gambling addiction.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's all right, John.
It's great, wasn't it, all of that? Got through it more or less, didn't you?
Well, not really. I stumbled quite a few times.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, though, so.
Well, you kind of did by saying more or less.
Well, what I was going to say,
yeah.
For those that want more.
Yes.
I mean, for those that want more Victoria.
Yes.
Victoria.
Wow, yeah.
There is, of course, bonus news in an hour and a half.
There is.
Doesn't time fly? Today, if you're just joining us, by the way, what happens is Victoria does the news, but it's a minute shorter than it used to be, like this time last year. So bonus news is along at 3:30 every day. And to cover everything off, we do animal, vegetable and mineral on consecutive days. And today's the turn of vegetable news.
It is indeed.
Any
I haven't bothered looking.
No, of course not. Right, so, all right, well, that's coming at 3:30, so who knows what surprises it may hold?
Not me.
Mm. Now, comedian Alexis Dubus.
You don't have to say his name.
I just went outside and said, so you're sitting out there, he's thumbs up, I'm getting a thumbs up now, right? Dubus. Because I've seen it written down many times, and I've realised I've never said it out loud till now. Anyway, we'll sort that out. It's going to be fine. Now, word of warning, Victoria.
Yes.
Now, yesterday, when our guests were waiting outside...
Oh, man, don't bring this up again.
Right, so yesterday, Alexis is listening through there. Right, yesterday, You, Me at Six were in, Alexis. The band, You, Me at Six, were sitting where you're sitting now. And they were, of course, behind Victoria, because she's got her back to you through the glass. And she decided to discuss the regularity of her bowel movements.
I didn't choose to. Somebody messaged the show saying I sounded constipated. Or no, asking why.
You sound constipated.
And I decided to tell him I wasn't.
In detail, you told us about how regular you were.
It wasn't in detail. I didn't say how regular.
Well,
I just said it was.
It was too much detail for
That's
you.
Enough,
me
isn't
at,
it?
You, Me at Six didn't want that detail. It turned out by the look on their faces.
I didn't think they were listening. But then when I said that on air,
yeah.
they showed me they were.
You know, not many people can go through life saying that... You, Me at Six know the regularity of their moments. So, you know, that's something to put on your CV, isn't it?
I don't think that's a claim to fame I want to remember, John. Stop bringing it up.
Okay, then. Right, here's Ben.
No, I haven't done the weather.
Oh, God.
I'm still here.
Here's the weather. Do you need to go to the loo or anything?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
I have got control.
Okay. Thank God for that.
Anyway, cold again this afternoon with further heavy and thundery showers. Most frequent in London and the South East, highs of 12 degrees.
Is this still on your bowels? What?
The rain, John.
Okay, fine. All right, thanks, Victoria. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham can close the gap between them and leaders Chelsea back down to 4 points with a win away at Crystal Palace this evening. Elsewhere, Leicester know a win at Arsenal would just about confirm their Premier League status for another season. The defending champions would reach 40 points with a victory. It's their first game since exiting the Champions League at the last eight stage after losing to Atletico Madrid. Boss Craig Shakespeare isn't expecting a hangover from that.
No, to be fair to the players, straight after the game and in training this week, they've been bright and the focus is on trying to get as many points as we can from now to the end of the season. We know what's at stake, but to be fair to them, they're very focused as a group.
And there's a basement battle in the North East with second bottom Middlesbrough hosting bottom side Sunderland. On to cricket, a new eight-team city-based domestic 2020 tournament can now go ahead after ECB members back rule changes to allow the plan. It'll begin in the summer of 2020, rather fittingly. And in today's IPL commentary match over on TalkSport 2, rising Pune Super Giants face Kolkata Knight Riders. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Kim Kardashian is set to retire from social media after claiming she smashed it and needs a new career path. Kim, who's now going by the name Denise, has signed up to the Architecture School of Sacramento.
Thank you very much indeed there, Victoria, with the news there, and Ben with the pre-recorded. Have you been today? No, we're all interested now, just because we're looking at your health.
I don't want to answer this.
Okay.
Do you know what I've heard are good for you? Vegetables. Vegetables are very good, and you've got a vegetable news bulletin coming up.
There we go.
That's true. Good save.
I mean, you could...
Could what, John?
Nothing, never mind. Right, OK, we'll get Alexis in next, and you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right, still to come on the programme then, Professor Stephen Hawking joining us later. He will be telling us an unbroadcastable joke. Of course, it's Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. You get the setup to the joke on the programme. If you want the punchline to it, you have to download the podcast. That's how it works. He'll be in with that. As I said earlier, a game of Dead or Alive. It's your chance to get your hands on a meat-based souvenir, chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, or commemorative rabbit today, for obvious news-based story reasons. The big debate at 3 o'clock as well, and work experience punditry between now and 3 o'clock. After 2.30, Ricky will be here looking at hipster nonsense. If a pop-up cafe has popped up, the kind of place where you, I don't know, don't so much drink coffee as dip a homeless man's beard in it and suck it out, you know, because it's trendy and artisan, then that's where we round up a week's worth of hipster nonsense. Coming on the programme.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
But let's talk to a guest on that. So, if you're a regular listener, you'll know how we like to drag a guest in here, and we make no bones about it, Alexis. It is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Yes, damn right it is.
Let's be honest.
I've dragged myself through the hail. There was a mini hailstorm that lasted from my journey home to here, right. And that's it.
Do you remember, it might be, there used to be, we mentioned Dastardly and Muttley earlier, which drew blank looks from the millennials in here, but there used to be Wacky Races, used to be a car.
I remember that.
And there used to be a cloud of weather that followed one particular car about. They just had a storm over a particular car, and you've just reminded me of that.
I've just got over some bronchial discomfort, so I've got the sort of Muttley kind of at the moment. Yeah, it's all appropriate. Yeah,
good. Well, listen, before we talk about you, because you know that's what it's for, isn't it?
Sure.
Let's have a little listen to you at work.
Bizarre as ever to be in England. Strange attitude. Trying to make a shop in Tesco. supermarché. And the woman grows angry with me because I have 11 items in my jacket. You have so many things, Tesco. Give some away. I won't lie to you, I'm quite drunk. Why not? It's okay, I still get paid. I'm very generous with alcohol. Before this wine, more wine. Before that, three, maybe four beers.
There you see, slightly badly edited clip there of you at work.
Yeah, you cut the punchline there, so yeah, that was lovely.
Well,
yeah.
That'll be the producer. So, you know, yeah. that's what you get around here.
Do I have to name that clip? I'm trying to think where that was snatched from.
I think that was from Russell Howard's Good News.
I think it may well have been.
I think that's where that came from.
It would have been my first guess.
Yeah, that's a good way in, really, because obviously people listening now will be going, oh, hang on, he's a Frenchman. No, he's not a Frenchman.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that's a character you do.
Yeah, you've outed me today. I would normally do interviews as him.
Well, I thought, myself. I know, but you know what? This has happened before when character comedians have come in, right? But I always think it's, certainly for a listener, it's more interesting in a way to find out a little bit about the person behind the thing if you're familiar with the work. Now, some people won't do it, so I appreciate you
doing it.
That's
quite so. I think I'm an easier interviewee than Marcel is.
Also might be the case.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we hate French people. So it's fine, you know, as British people.
There's the post-Brexit. It is interesting doing this tour, which I'm here to plug.
That's right. Good.
That tour that we're talking about. Because, post-Brexit, it was all sort of, you know, a lot of it was booked in sort of before it all went crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be interesting to see. I think so far I've been in mostly Remain voting towns.
Yeah.
And there's a few coming up that most certainly were not.
Right.
So it could be interesting to see how they take a Frenchman.
How long have you been doing the character?
Character, I'd started around, must have been 2008.
Okay, right.
So a fair while now. He's coming up to, it'll be 10 years old.
Yeah,
soon, Marcel,
yeah.
Little 10-year-old Frenchman.
Yeah, and it's interesting, isn't it? Because the amount that's changed in that almost 10 years.
Yeah.
And stuff, and doing that character. I mean, and how, you know, in terms of Europe and how the character has developed. I mean, if you just sort of naturally followed the course of our relationship with the country and stuff, because you're obviously playing mostly to a British audience.
Well, I feel like I have to. Like, Marcel is sort of I describe him as a flâneur, a raconteur, a bon vivant. He sort of sells himself as this Renaissance man type thing that's, you know, that knows a little bit about everything, cuisine and politics. And so I sort of have to, if something, you know, I think every comic at the moment has to mention what's going on politically in the world, because how can you not, really, unless you're a true sort of escapist clown or surrealist comedian, then, you know, you sort of have to tackle it. And it's interesting because Marcel's a miserabilist. That's, you know, and that was the fun of doing it. I started doing Marcel back in the time when there were a lot of comics. There were a lot of kind of younger comics, especially, who were very buddy-buddy, want to be your friend, and all very high energy.
Yeah, like Russell Howard, in fact.
Absolutely, perfect example. And I thought it would be more fun to do something who was just a complete misanthropist and sort of, you know, hated the world. And actually, with the current climate, it is, in a way, sort of less fun being a miserabilist. Yeah. Because people are already a little bit miserable. And
even Russell Howard's doing it through gritted teeth now,
I suppose.
Well,
no, it's good for people. Like, you know, the good news is what people need, I suppose, now. But
you're talking about, it's interesting you say about the gigs around various, because you're right, the country sort of got divided by the whole Brexit vote.
Yeah.
And Marcus Brigstocke was talking about this a couple of weeks ago, wasn't he, about how he started to do his, what he called, you know, his soft Southern London stuff.
Yeah.
You know, in areas that voted Leave, and he'd had walkouts and stuff, and it shocked him, I think, you know, and he sort of said it was a surprise and he hadn't really considered it, but then it opened a bit of a debate about it and everything else.
Yeah, definitely. I think some of what he said was taken out of context, was in that there was a Telegraph article, I think, wasn't
it? Right,
and I think some of it has been a few other comics have stepped in and going, well, that's not the case. And I would agree that's not the case. I think most, some people will always walk out and they're not quite sure what.
It's the people, I guess, who come to see you not knowing what your act is,
exactly,
isn't it? Whereas if they come to see you, they're going to know what you're doing anyway.
So, you would think so, and the same with Marcus as well.
He's
a notoriously sort of left-wing comedian who is also very good at sort of talking about both sides, and is a very good, he's an excellent raconteur, actually, when it comes to that sort of thing, and he's very tuned in politically, and I think
But I thought it was just an interesting debate, because it's something that hadn't quite been considered. You know all those things when Brexit came along and everyone voted which way they voted on the basis of, you know, three arguments they'd heard in the pub kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about both camps. And then you suddenly hear all these things that people hadn't considered, like, you know, the actual funding of the NHS or what we might be doing with trade and single markets and customs and, you know, all this stuff, and the fact that you're going to have to queue now to get back into Britain if you're going to France.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff hadn't been considered. And this is one of them. It just, no one had thought, oh, hang on, what about the comedians? And what about them? And what are they going to do?
Well, I was chatting to Robin Ince about this the other day.
Oh, yeah.
He was saying that we're very good, that if people sort of come to comedians for answers about this sort of thing, well, they're idiots, you know. We don't have the answers. We can feign, or, you know, a certain amount of knowledge about it, or a certain amount of solution, I suppose. But it's all done under the veil of comedy. It's, you know, comedy is all about just unearthing these things that need to be discussed, whether that's socially, whether it's about taboos, whether it's about, you know, the current climate.
Yeah.
It's stuff that needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Even if we do it in a jovial, flippant way, or even if we address it in a slightly ranting, sort of angry way about it, these things need to be unearthed, and it needs to, and comedy's the brilliant forum for doing that.
Yeah.
And it just amazes me that people don't go into a comedy show open-minded. You know, and willing to at least have a debate about it, or even if they don't agree with someone on stage, be able to go, oh, that's a very well-crafted joke. You know.
Well, look, we're going to go to traffic and travel. Stay with us.
Sure.
So lots of other stuff you do which we want to talk about.
All right.
So we'll take that, and then we'll be back and talk more to Alexis in a moment. And then, you can plug your thing properly as well. I don't feel like we've given it justice yet. That's
what
all.
Thing?
Your tour.
Oh, the tour.
Thing. The thing you're here for.
Nice,
you know that.
Nice one. Yeah.
So we'll do that properly.
Right.
That's fine. All right. Okay. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're back with Alexis after this.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
When you buy a Peugeot-approved used car, you get a full vehicle inspection. You get a minimum 12 months warranty. And from the 13th to the 30th of April, you also get a deposit contribution of up to £750 with 8.9% APR representative. That's a lot of gets. Get to a participating dealer now. Peugeot approved used. Reassurance built in. Terms, conditions, restrictions and excess mileage charges apply. Peugeot Motor Company PLC is a credit broker, not a lender, and will only introduce you to PSA Finance UK Limited.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
The biggest fight ever on British soil. 90,000 people gather to watch two men make history. It's Joshua versus Klitschko. Make it better with Betfair. Will Joshua triumph? New customers can back yes at 5-1 or get no at 10-1. That's Joshua to win. Yes 5-1, no 10-1. Win bigger with Betfair.
New customers only. Max stake £10. All winners paid in free bets and valid for 7 days. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Be challenged. Be inspired. Be adventurous. Be confident. Be valued. Be trusted. Be skilled. Be supported. Be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We'll do watch out through Cheshire. The M6 northbound between junction 17 and 18. Still a little bit slow along that stretch, not being helped by an earlier broken down vehicle that has now been shifted. You'll also find the M5 through the West Midlands. We still have speed restrictions in both directions between junction 2 at Oldbury and junction 1 at West Bromwich. The M1 in Bedfordshire as well. Some more work taking place. Got a lane closure in both directions between junctions 12 and junction 11. I'm Poonam Verma.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And certainly not one of the latest models. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today, and you'll see what I mean. I like the way you work it. Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Another day, another Full Set Breakfast election special, and which party leader may pop in this time around? Theresa May, it could be Corbyn who's in, or maybe Tim, it could be him. Join me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast to find out. Possibly Nicola Sturgeon.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Going to the country.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Alexis Dubus joins us. Have I got that right again? It's
still right, remarkably.
I'm getting it right. I'll tell you why. It's one of those things where... it's Talk Radio, by the way, in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Hello. Our guest is Alexis Dubus. And
it's not the best jingle I've ever heard.
No, it's not. It's a budget issue.
Sure.
There are surnames when you've seen them before written down, but then you realise you've never said them out loud.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we had the director, you know, M. Night... I'm going to get it wrong. M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan.
See?
Shyamalan?
It's Shyamalan, more or less.
Okay.
The Y is sort of silent.
Sneaky little Y.
And he told it, and I said to him, I don't know how to pronounce it, and he called me out on not pronouncing it correctly. Then the big discussion ensued as to how we should do it. So sometimes you do that, and you go, I've never said this out loud.
Yeah.
So that's why I ask.
You're not the first one to do it. You will not be the last.
Do you have a variety? Because having the French vibe.
Sure.
You know, do people sort of go the French route with it and sort of try and be a bit sort of Alexis Dubois?
Oh, yeah, I get Dubois a lot.
Dubois?
Which assigns me a lot more poshness than I'm due. Dubois or dubious sometimes.
Dubious is good,
I mean, that
is
a classic.
Yeah.
Judas, I had one.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's encouraging. Especially at Easter time.
Isn't it just? Yeah.
But I mentioned the French thing, you know, which is, you know, obviously Marcel, as we were talking about, it's French. But you studied in France, right? So you did clowning.
Yeah, I studied for a month.
A month?
In France.
It's quite high up your CV, though, that. I was good.
Well,
for a month. I mean, that's like a friend of mine who was a chef under Gordon Ramsay for an afternoon.
That's it.
And that's like the top of his CV now.
I bet he mentions it every time.
He does.
Well, exactly, yeah. No, it was just a summer course with Philippe Goulier, who's the sort of master clown, this old jaded clown who lives in a suburb of Paris.
Yeah.
And he has this, I was going to say afflicted voice, but he's definitely not putting it on. He very, very much had a massive glass of wine every lunch time and probably smoked many Gauloises in his time.
Yeah.
He's got this big grey beard, big round red glasses, and often a beret as well, just to complete the look.
Good.
And fascinating. What a month. It's his sort of very distinct version of clowning.
I'm going to say, because we go clown, we think, and especially these days, it's all people, everyone's frightened of them because of It and that clown attacking thing.
That's right.
Gave them a bad name. But the tradition of clowning, of course, goes back, you know, centuries, and French clowning has its own history as well.
Clowning all over the world has got some really fascinating sort of Mexican clowning. It's quite a dark art sort of out there. There's sort of the buffoon and the clown. It sort of goes back, loads of, you know, again, in times of darkness, bring out the clowns.
Here we go.
So it's boom time for us right now.
I was going to say French elections we should talk about as well, because that ties in. So not only have you got to cope with the Brexit thing doing gigs here, but now you've got this whole change of politics in France. The mainstream parties, as of, you know, the other day, are no longer involved. We're going to get technically an outsider. Money's on Macron, of course. And all the rest of it. But are you channeling that? I mean, what's that doing to
them? Well, if Le Pen gets in, I sort of lose my superiority vibe a little bit, don't I? It's going to have to, it'll change the context of the show somewhat.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that was impending, sort of mid-tour, and I thought that would always be interesting. Obviously, I've got to talk about it. I'm trying not to make this show a political show. I mean, it is, the whole sort of aspect of the show is chatting to the audience. It's called Marcel Lucant's Whine List.
Yeah, good.
And it's about, as you can guess, it's gripes and moans and whines that people have had in life.
Yeah.
about work, travel, love, all that sort of thing. And so it's very, it's all interactive. It's, and so and I try and make light of them. So yeah. I describe it as, you know, I say there's no solution. So I describe it as like a group therapy show, but where everyone comes out a bit more depressed. So it's kind of, so, but I try to, obviously, yeah, it's all lighthearted stuff. If anyone puts anything a bit too in there, then I'll leave it. Sometimes they just go that way. They seem innocuous at first. Like one one woman the other night, it was, oh God, she put, when asked what's your worst day at work, she'd written down 8/7/2005. And I was like, oh, that's very specific. And I thought that was funny to bring up because that's, you know, oh, great, specific and yet so vague. And she went, yeah, I was working in a nurse the day after the London bombings of 7. And I was like, oh God. And that took a turn. And that, that was an interesting one to sort of deal with.
How did you veer around? I mean, did you just stay with it for the requisite? The audience are expecting something now. I have to do something with this.
Yeah. Well, moment. I flagged up the awkwardness of it. And we had a little technical hitch there as well, where, but I tried to just change the slide. I made light of it in a way, but not in a, you know, in a sort of horrendous way.
Yeah.
And tried to sort of move on the slide, and whether it was just the tech mucking about with me or not, but it just stayed on that slide.
It is funny when
the gods of awkwardness beaming down.
When people come to comedy shows though, where, you know, it's about being funny, as you know, and if the audience are asked, called upon to do things like that, but they do just seem to forget the context and just go, here's a really bad thing.
Yeah, that's right. And some people don't. I don't know why they wouldn't realise that that was then going to be part of the show, which it clearly is. So someone just put something and then last night wrote, don't ask. So that was the first one we flashed up. It was the two stupidest words you could have put.
Yeah. But you do a podcast as well where you have bad gig experience.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
I haven't done it for a while. Yeah. I might sort of be,
But I think that's fascinating. I mean,
yeah, it is.
It's an obvious question to a comedian, I realise. But as you now do a podcast about it, everyone's got those stories to tell.
Yeah. So, it's the comedy cul-de-sac podcast where people just find themselves at a dead end and just kind of, and how they deal with it. Because I think people see it as being quite a brave thing to do, Stan, which I suppose it is. It is literally you on that stage with no, you're not playing music that people can just sort of, you know, gently listen
to.
Or kind of, it's so focused and it's so...
Well, is it the immediate art form in that
it's
sense?
It's so immediate.
Because if they're not laughing, it ain't funny to them, you know, at that time. And it's not like going on Twitter and having an anonymous a bit of abuse. It's like they're sitting in front of you now.
Yeah, that's right. So I think people kind of... I think it's quite cathartic to kind of get out your worst... experience. It's good. It's worse. It's great for other comics to kind of hear that people have, that everyone has had that.
I have
that
to ask the inevitable question, though. Of course, is that you know the example of that you'd give of a terrible, terrible thing. Either to you, or you can name another comedians. Without even naming them, if you want to.
Oh no! Well, I'll do mine. Why not? Let's take one for the team. My worst ones are the sort of apathetic ones where they just stare.
Yeah.
And you get nothing from them. I would give me a heckling rowdy crowd any night of the week over that. And those are the ones where, you know, I think I've realised the worst heckle someone ever can ever say in those silent ones is just, what? that cuts you to the core. And that's happened like a couple of times where there's just the crowd, especially with Marcel, actually, where the crowd just haven't got him.
Yeah.
And it's so deadpan and so low energy. I can't make them love me.
Yeah.
That's not part of the character. That's not in his repartee. It's there. And sometimes they're taken at face value and just think, I'm just there to abuse them, which I am, but under the banner of jokes, you know, and under the banner. And there was one where I was booked in. This is probably the worst one I guess that I can bring to. Well, there was one where I was booed off by a rugby crowd at Up the Creek like years ago. But there was one where it was just, I was booked in to do a. It was a strip club in Northampton that they had basically... They decided to turn into a cabaret night. They said, for one night, let's give this a go to get a better clientele in. They didn't. Just a bunch of blokes waiting to see boobs. I came out and they hadn't even removed the pole. That was still on the stage.
Nice.
And I come out and this bloke, this massive fat bearded bloke, just shouts out, you know, oh, next act, all the way from France. This bloke sitting there fuming, who just shouts before I've even reached the mic, oi, oi, remember Agincourt, mate? Just went, nah, not really. I don't remember a 15th century battle. Ask your mother or something like that. Which is not, I know, cheap, but I'd never heard that. And it just went downhill from there. And they were just...
Good.
God, hated it.
well, tonight, Soho Theatre.
Yeah.
Final night of the run.
Final night.
Yeah. And they've been all right. They've been lovely.
Oh, God, they've been so lovely. I wish I was doing more than three nights. I really do. They're so nice.
And then around the country.
And then, yeah, Royal Leamington Spa tomorrow, and then onwards. I'm about a third of the way through the tour. I've got about 20 dates left.
Well, listen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Good to see you. So, reminders of the name of the tour for those wishing to now Google it.
The tour is Marcel Lucan's Wine List. You go to marcellucan.com.
There we are. Alexis, thank you for coming in. In the next half an hour, then, work experience punditry Ricky will be here to review and round up a week's worth of hipster nonsense. There's the big debate at three. Stephen Hawking joining us as well to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. And a game of Dead or Alive. You can get your hands on some meat during that. It's a meaty souvenir. Details coming up of how, after the news, which is here with Victoria at 2:30.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May insists the UK can only have strong public services when there's a strong and stable leadership delivering a robust economy. She's responded to Labour's plans to give NHS workers a pay rise if it wins the election in the final Prime Minister's questions before Parliament is dissolved. Mrs May again dodged the question on whether she'd keep the triple lock on pensions.
If you want to know the party in government that has improved the lot of pensioners across this country, it is the Conservative Party. And under a Conservative government, those pensioner incomes would continue to increase.
Meanwhile, the PM has been accused of ignoring Muslim voters in the general election by scheduling it during the holy month of Ramadan. Labour and the SNP are warning of a reduced voter turnout among Muslims on June the 8th. People who think their ability to vote will be affected are being advised to register for a postal ballot. West Ham United say they're cooperating with authorities after theirs and Newcastle's premises were raided by HM Revenue and Customs. Officers say it's part of an operation across the UK and France looking to suspected income tax and national insurance fraud. A parliamentary report has found a British terrorist killed by a drone strike in Syria posed a very serious threat to the UK. It's also concluded Rayad Khan, who died in Raqqa in 2015, was a prolific recruiter and attack planner for the Islamic State group. Joey Barton says he's been effectively forced into an early retirement. The Burnley midfielder has been banned from all football activity for 18 months after admitting breaking betting rules. And the family of a terminally ill boy say they're touched that Ed Sheeran invited them backstage before a concert. The singer also wore a red band promoting six-year-old Ollie Carroll's cause while performing in Manchester. The weather, some sunny spells, cold again this afternoon with more heavy and thundery showers. Most frequent towards London and the southeast, highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Alexis there said he got caught in a freak hailstorm on the way here.
There you go.
So, but that wasn't in your weather.
Thundery heavy showers.
Well, hail. Oh, just, you know, he said he'd heard earlier and there wasn't a warning. And so I just thought he might have.
Fine.
All right.
Sorry.
Sorry, don't apologise to me. I wasn't out in it.
Sorry, Alexis.
It's gone now. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Says court, not, no, not, says court jester on Twitter.
Yes.
Was just wondering if it's your voice, your pre-recorded voice speaking when one calls talk radio.
Actually, I think he said re-recorded.
He probably meant pre-recorded.
Though. I think he was quoting your daughter.
Oh, fine. All right, but that's too complicated to explain. Anyway, is it your voice on the
yes.
answer phone here?
Yes.
Is it?
I recorded it ages ago with no direction or anything. Right. They're like, yeah, that'll do.
Do you get any of the words wrong or anything?
No.
Stumble over it?
No.
I remember when you first did this and you were very excited that you'd just done it.
Yeah.
You were really excited.
I've literally never rung this place. Why would I? So what do you say on the message?
I don't even know.
Could we ring the number now? Someone ring the number. Our own number. Can we ring our own number?
Yeah, we must be able to. We've got loads of lines.
But I think they've made an edit. And they didn't bother to get me to re-record, but I think there's an edit from the original.
I think we need to hear Victoria's answer phone message, if we can. Is there a way of doing that?
There must be a way.
There is a way. They're just working on it now, yeah. I mean, literally, the phones are covered in cobwebs and dust. They don't work, but we're going to try and... Because I'm interested in...
Your provider's access charge. Your call will be answered.
That's not me.
Thank you for holding.
Right. Oh. Now what happened? Who do I speak to now?
Oh, we've got a call coming in.
I don't know what's going on now. So I'm on hold to myself now. Is that right? This is weird, isn't it? But that wasn't
you.
Why is it even on hold? I mean, there's no one's... It's because there's no operators. But it's not you. You've been...
No, that's not... My message is different to that.
Well, what's that then?
I think that just means that they didn't do it right through there.
Oh.
I don't know. Cass is really confused.
What number? Is it the main switchboard number? The 03444991000.
Yeah, I remember I called it once and I heard myself. And I was like, oh, there's an edit.
I'm going to call it from this one. See if this works. Hang on.
By the way, it looks like it's really heavy rain outside.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe there's, hail, I can't tell.
That's up to date weather, isn't it? Victoria's
very good outside.
It will be answered shortly. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, that's me.
Is this our hold music? That's dreadful. Anyway, there was you. So who was the other person? That was weird, wasn't it?
What number are they calling?
I don't know. Anyway, anyway, that's answered, and that's what we're here for. You know, the question was asked by a listener, and there we have proved it, court jester on Twitter, that it is indeed Victoria sometimes, depending on what number. Anyway, thanks, Victoria.
That's okay.
Great. An hour's time, Victoria's here with bonus news.
Yep. Vegetables.
Vegetable news on the way in an hour. Ricky's here next with a roundup of hipster nonsense on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Not actually strictly true what that trail says about Julia, because I know for a fact that she does have prisoners. To work experience punditry, it's Wednesday, and that means we round up pop-up hipster nonsense. So Monday, we do the weekend's television, of course, music on a Tuesday, as previously indicated today. Tomorrow, geeky gadgety stuff, and on a Friday, what do we do on a Friday? Oh, films for the weekend, that's right. And each comes courtesy of a work experience here in the building, whose job it is to make the tea or photocopy the tea, and we drag them away from all of that. I took them away from that. My name is Charlie John. Reference to Charlie's Angels there. Anyway, today's angel, if you will, is looking confused at me, is Ricky.
Hello, John.
Hi, Ricky. Hi, Ricky.
Hello, John.
Now, you've got hipster nonsense today.
Yeah, I do.
And this is the worst one. I hate the stuff that gets dragged up in this.
Okay.
Because it's just the pop-up, idiotic, stupid merging of ideas or hand-whittled ale or something that's unnecessary the world doesn't need.
I should point out that I'm just the messenger here. It's not like I've come, you know, wanting to throw this at you, but
you're going to anyway.
I have to, yeah. I've been told I have to.
Yeah. So, you know, where are we starting?
I think we'll start today with a bit of MasterChef. MasterChef viewers weren't very happy this week after there was a dessert which has outraged many of them as a hipster dessert gone too far.
Right.
One contestant called Natalie made a chocolate mousse.
So far, so usual.
Quite usual. Yeah. And one of the ingredients in said mousse is sweet potato.
What? So it's a pile of mousse with a sweet potato in it?
I mean, I think it's more blended down to, you know, give it some consistency, but it's chocolate mousse with sweet potato in.
Right. Now, if no one told you that, you probably wouldn't know.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because interestingly, I've had this.
Have you?
I've eaten hipster food without even realising I've eaten it. I was at some event, something, with some girls that get very excited about having a dinner party.
Yeah.
Chocolate mousses were out in nice little glasses. I got my eyes on them, went for them, didn't I? Ate one, I thought, different.
Yeah.
But still, it's obviously chocolate mousse, not a problem.
Yeah.
And only after someone said, oh, yeah, this is a great recipe. It's sweet potato. And that was like one of those moments where I thought, like, you know, you're just really vile, and only after you've realised that you've done it.
Did you try it? Did you, like, try it again, though? I mean, just to go, is it?
Well, I had another one after that. Then the whole way through, I was like, yep, sweet potato.
Right.
That's your sweet potato
there. I mean, I don't think it's as inconsistent as some hipster foodstuffs we've discussed here before. So when people take things like, you know, like the spaghetti donut thing, you know, where people put spaghetti in donuts and stuff, things that really are incongruous. Whereas sweet potato mashed down in a mousse, I mean, it doesn't annoy me as much.
Are you having a laugh?
No.
Are you having... Right, think of your Sunday dinner.
I'm thinking of it now.
Roast potatoes.
Correct.
Put them, or whatever, sweet potato, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, sweet potato is a sort of dessert-like potato, isn't it? It's sweet. The clue is in the name.
Wash your mouth out.
It's not a roasty.
It's a sweet... You can get roasted sweet potatoes.
Yeah, but it tastes...
Are they not roasties?
It tastes sweet, though, doesn't it? It doesn't taste of... Do you know what I mean?
It's a roasted sweet potato.
If it was made with roast potato, it would be weirder than sweet potato, don't you think? Or mashed potato. If you get one of those potato mashers and get a load of just mash potato into some mousse, that would be weird.
Yeah, but that's effectively what they're doing with sweet potato.
Yeah, but sweet potato isn't a potato.
I don't know why
you're
so confused about this.
It's a potato.
It's a pudding.
It's a potato.
Are you having, what? Oh, yeah. What are you having tonight? Oh, we're having a jam roly-poly. What are you doing? Oh, we're having a sweet potato.
Yeah, but it's a sweet dish.
It's not sweet.
It's called sweet.
It's a vegetable.
It's called sweet potato.
All right, sweet corn. Is that a dessert? Oh, I'll just have some sweet corn.
I'd put sweet corn in a mousse.
Sweet peas.
All right, you've got to draw a line somewhere. But the point is that I don't... If it had been a chocolate mousse or an Angel Delight, say... Right, with two bits of sweet potato fries stuck in it like flake, right? Yeah. Then it's weird. But mashing it all in there,
it's weirder still. You get people that dip, for example, Doctor Who, first one with what's his face, Matt Smith in, dips fish fingers in custard. People went, oh, that's weird, that's pretty hipster.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could do with that. I went, oh, yeah, Matt Smith, that's very him. This is a step too far.
Right.
Sweet potato, specifically sweet potato fries with barbecue sauce are a delicious side dish.
Yeah.
Don't go messing with chocolate mousse.
And on that life advice, we're going to keep arguing about this over the travel. However, but we are reviewing hipster nonsense. That is what's going on this afternoon. There's your first example. Well, just tease us, Ricky, towards what might be coming down the hipster path.
Harry Styles is calling out hipsters around the world.
Is he? Mm. Any other product you want to just get us all thinking about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want one, there's one there. Is that the one you can see? That
I can't read that upside down. Just
then what product do you want me to talk about?
Whatever's coming up.
Well, I just told you Harry Styles.
Yeah, but is there a product?
No, it's just hipsters.
No, just a thing. Is there we've got sweet potato mousse. I mean, what's the next thing we're going to be talking about?
Oh, I don't know. What do you want? Pringles? I don't know.
Have you got Pringles?
Yeah, Pringles.
They're not hipster.
Can be if you do it right.
All right, well, find out about the hipsterisation of Pringles and Harry Styles. There's a sentence, I thought you'd hear. Is Sheila Fogarty doing this? No, she's not on LBC. And with good reason. Next on Tour Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating store subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
MyCarMeter.com. My car needs a service, but where can I find a good price and someone I can trust?
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarmeter.com.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
We got 2 free tickets to Thorpe Park with the sun.
And we collected 10 tokens inside the paper.
Saving us over 100...
I think that was get 2 free tickets to Thorpe Park Resort when you collect 10 tokens inside the sun. Continues this week.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with a new car or van at their sales event between the 28th of April and the 7th of May. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range registered by the 31st of May. At participating retailers from the 28th of April to the 7th of May. £500 on a prepaid debit card. Full T's and C's apply. See vauxhall.co.uk/sales event.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Begin reports now on the M1 southbound between junction 15 and 14 of an accident through Northamptonshire there, but traffic seems to be curbing fairly well. The M6 through Cheshire, if you're going northbound between 17 and 18, we do have delays along that stretch. The M5 in the West Midlands, watch out for some delays and narrow lanes in both directions between junction 2 and junction 1 at West Bromwich, and the M1 through Bedfordshire as well, got some speed restrictions between junction 12 and 11 both ways.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. And certainly not one of the latest models. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today, and you'll see what I mean. I like the way you work it. Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned the whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and obviously a lot in the news today. It was the last Prime Minister's questions before the dissolving of Parliament on May the 3rd. Of course, that brings us into the election run-up proper, when campaigning will begin in earnest. Tim Farron of the Liberal Democrats has sacked one of the selected candidates this afternoon. Controversial comments made by that candidate over Israel a while ago, but Tim Farron has suggested that that MP or former MP won't be allowed to restand. The Met Police, of course, are saying today they have a significant line of inquiry on the disappearance 10 years ago of Madeleine McCann. That's in the news as well today in the papers. There's the big dead rabbit on the front of the Sun, of course, that you can't fail to have spotted. But the thing is, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
It really quite is. I can't get my head around
it. I know, Ricky. I mean, a lot of people agree with you as well, but we're here to help, as regular listeners will know, by taking the news, and the more complicated the news, the easier it becomes, the more you set it to a rigid number of syllables, 5, 7 and 5, and the connoisseurs of short-form Oriental verse will realise, of course, that is a haiku. And ordinarily what happens is we bring you the news in haikus, where Cornelius, who is usually here but he's on an ill-deserved holiday, reads them out. However, Asprodcast is doing it today, and indeed all week, but she's from the north, so it's difficult to understand what she's saying. But here we go with the news in Hull Coos.
Ministers urged to hide Berger during campaign. On your bike, Boris.
Yep. Yep. The news. In Hull Coos. And don't forget, if you were affected by any of the issues in that accent, then we do have trained councillors standing by. 0344 499 1000 if you'd like to speak to one. 0344 499 1000. So we're rounding up some hipster nonsense. It's today's work experience punditry where we review stuff. It's the pop-up stuff today. We've already talked sweet potato blancmange or whatever the hell it was.
Mousse.
Mousse. And now it's... What are we talking about now? Ricky.
We're going to talk about Harry Styles. He's called out the hipsters worldwide. He said in a recent interview with the magazine Rolling Stone, "Who's to say that young girls who like pop music have worse musical taste than a 30-year-old hipster guy? That's not up to you. Music is something that's always changing. There's no goalpost. Young girls like the Beatles. You're going to tell me that they're not serious? How can you say young girls don't get it? They're our future." Well, speak for yourself, Harry.
Wow.
But he's just... I don't know why he's gone. I don't know who's been attacking young girls for their musical tastes.
I'm glad you added that bit on the end.
I was very sure that I did. But he's just called them out and said, look, young girls are actually cooler than hipsters.
Yeah, well, I suppose the next... what will happen now is, because the hipsters, they like a bandwagon, don't they? They love a... They like to form a new trend.
Very much right. So.
So now he said that, probably the latest thing will be for 30-year-old bearded hipsters to dress as young girls.
Oh, God.
Which is fine, because anyone can identify however they like. Right, millennials? So it's all right. They can do that.
Oh, very nice.
That's
of him.
Fine. And maybe in a pop-up safe space, something
yeah,
like that.
Very much so.
Right. But maybe that might be a thing. Just some hairy old bloke there with his man bun on, just dressed as a young girl. And that's fine, isn't it? And that's probably happening right now in Shoreditch.
I wouldn't look at him twice. I think it's quite normal in this day and age.
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
You should be able to dress however you like.
So exactly. And that's why Harry Styles has said that. But the main reason he said it is because he's got a new single out. And he knew it would get headlines.
And is he targeting a certain group of people? It's the hipsters. He's targeting the hipsters.
His fan base is young girls, but maybe he's branching out to the hipster market. And right. maybe that's what
he is. You were a fan of his new song, weren't you?
I did like his new song.
You had the first play, didn't you?
I did on Virgin Radio. That's right, downstairs.
How did that go?
Well, it was 35 minutes late due to the fact we couldn't download it due to the crap internet here.
Oh.
So, all right, well, Harry Styles, you know, he's called... it was called out hipsters. The hipster vibe, though, it's everything pop up. It's the homeless man's beard dipped in a coffee for you to suck out of the beard rather than use cups, isn't it?
You're exactly right.
In a cafe,
yeah,
underneath some railway arches that's staffed entirely by ex-offenders.
Very much. It's vegans all there as well. It's all organic.
The beards are gluten free as well.
Oh yeah.
So it's never been
washed.
No, of course not.
Dreadlocks.
Yeah. But maybe someone's beard dressed as a young girl. Just dress it up there.
I want to know, do all hipsters, to identify as a hipster, do you need to have poor eyesight?
Why do you ask?
Because a lot of them wear glasses.
Right.
Now, I don't know about you, but I wear glasses to help my vision, but I think they either all have really bad vision or they just wear perspex.
There is a move to wear glasses for fashion that don't have lenses, you're right.
What, no lenses at all?
Yes. Because the lenses have been taken out and mashed up and used in blancmange.
That is very hipster. Yeah. That is very them.
Yeah.
That's something they
would
do.
I'm not saying I want to feed ground glass to a hipster, but I do.
It did sound like you wanted to. Moving on, at the weekend, there was, of course, the London Marathon on Sunday.
There was.
And there were a lot of beards on show. The hipsters, they were coming out in force. They really did come out together. But I was just thinking, it's not very aerodynamic for the hipsters to run a marathon with a full beard.
I mean, I didn't watch any of the marathon, I have to say.
There were a lot of hipsters out. A lot of hipsters out.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're right, but maybe we're looking at it in the wrong way. Maybe they are an advantage because that is, you know, what is a full beard if not a storage space for an energy gel?
Well, like a Duracell bunny, which obviously
no
is very apt for today.
No, no, because of the dead rabbit.
Yeah, the dead rabbit, yeah.
No, because, like, you know the energy gel sachets that they the runners...
Oh, I'm with you. Oh, right, I thought you meant, like an actual energy bar, like a Power Ranger or something.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you could dip an energy bar, a cereal energy bar, maybe keep that in your beard while you're running.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of just the gel that, you know, it's in a sachet, isn't it? You rip the top off, and you... the gel, and yeah. It gives you some energy, apparently. For the runners, but they, if they dipped, if there'd been a big vat of gel.
It's like a third hand, isn't it?
Yes! A beard is a third hand.
Yeah.
And many have said that.
Like
before.
A baby's arm.
Yes. Yes, isn't it though?
Yeah, very much. Well, also, so while I'm on this, there was also one bloke that dressed up as a hipster beard. He also looked like another part of the body.
Yeah.
But just one big running mass of hair. Again, it's not aerodynamic. Think this through, hipsters.
Did he use actual hair?
I don't know, but it looked quite, you know. He looked like one of those characters from Sesame Street. There's just, you know, hair everywhere.
Yeah.
That was the hipster beard running.
Maybe that was a sort of beard amnesty. Maybe people handed in their hipster beards to him and he just glued it on.
A stick on hipster beard.
You know, like when you used to go to the, when you get your hair cut or something and all the hair is on the floor, isn't it, around the seat?
Yeah.
You know, and if you sort of rolled him in glue and then just pushed him through that.
Yeah.
Like that, like an ancient tarring and feathering of a...
Very efficient, actually. Your dog balls up quite well.
Yeah. There you go. Right.
The other one that I want to bring up was some bloke at the marathon went as Jesus, and he went with a fully-sized cross on his back.
Wow.
I don't really know how to describe what he was wearing for shorts, but some form of...
cloth?
Yeah. Can I say a loincloth? Is that...
That's fine. That's probably what it is.
Is that PC okay?
You can wear...
Did I register on the PC level?
You can wear a loincloth because you can identify as... You can identify as whatever you like.
Oh, okay,
whatever
good.
Deity you like.
Well, he went
in this day and age.
He ran the full marathon without any shoes on. And I thought that really is kind of...
There's no one thought to check that it wasn't actually Jesus.
You know what?
Because... If he comes, he's got to come back at some point. What he is just after... It does look like Jesus.
It does look like Jesus.
If he had come back at Easter and no one had noticed, right? Because traditionally he did. Then it would make sense, wouldn't it, for him to go, well, you know, what big event could I be seen at?
Oh, he's smashed that, hasn't he?
And he's gone, marathon. And you're thinking he's a hipster because Jesus looked like a hipster.
Yeah.
But actually, what if it was Jesus? You see?
Good lad.
Good.
Oh, I'm quite happy for him then.
Yeah.
The return.
I mean, what happened to him at the finish line? He wasn't crucified or something, was he?
Well, I'm hoping not, but maybe just kind of went into his cave again.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
But we, you know, I'm glad we've drawn attention to it.
Yeah, it's a good lad.
But, all right. Okay, well, that's a round of hipster nonsense, isn't it? And thank you very much for doing it, Ricky.
No, thank you, John.
Ricky's with us this afternoon. He's with us all afternoon because he's playing the role of disappointing sidekick in the absence of our usual one, Cornelius, who's gone on an ill-deserved holiday. After the break at 3, the news break at 3, the big debate, of course. Professor Stephen Hawking will be here as well in the next hour. And there's also your chance to get your hands on some meat. Now, today you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. Or a box of organic veg, of course, because we're not racist. Or some commemorative rabbit due to the giant big dead rabbit that's on the front of all the papers. It's not the same one, let me be clear about that. I think United Airlines have still got that for the autopsy or something. Anyway, that's all coming in the next hour, as is Victoria's bonus news. It's Talk Radio, coming up at 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Goldilocks and the Two Bears, the Two Musketeers, the Two Amigos, the Two Tenors, the Two Little Pigs. Somehow, it doesn't feel the same, does it? Because great things come in threes, like the Renault Clio, Captur and Kadjar. Three great cars, 3 years 0% APR representative, 3 years free servicing. Renault Finance, over 18s, subject to status. Order by 15th of May and register by 30th of June. Servicing limited to 30,000 miles. Participating dealers, T's and C's at renault.co.uk/offers.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming at 9 p.m., keys before election, soldier guilty of murdering ex, and a massive tax fraud investigation looks at football.
Talk Radio.
Jeremy Corbyn and Theresa May have used the final Prime Minister's questions of this Parliament to set out their stalls for the general election.
A Conservative government for the few and a Labour government that will stand up for all of our people.
Every vote for me is a vote to strengthen our hand in negotiating the best deal for Britain.
May also clashed on the NHS. The PM insists only the Tories can provide the stable economy to support the health service, but Labour says it would give workers bigger pay rises. Mrs May also dodged a question on whether the Conservatives would get rid of the triple lock on pensions if they stay in power. While former MP David Ward has been barred from standing for the Liberal Democrats, leader Tim Farron says Mr Ward, who's facing allegations of anti-Semitism, is unfit to represent the party. A soldier has been convicted of stalking his ex-girlfriend before murder. Her. 26-year-old Lance Corporal Harry Dillon ignored police warning not to contact Alice Ruggles when he broke into her flat and attacked her last October. He's going to be sentenced later. West Ham and Newcastle United have been raided as part of a multi-million pound investigation into tax fraud. Officials say arrests have been made over the allegations, which are being followed up in the UK and France. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble's been to West Ham's London Stadium.
West Ham have issued a statement saying they're cooperating with the HMRC inquiry but aren't releasing any more details. 180 officers are investigating a suspected income tax and national insurance fraud, with searches taking place in France. They say several people have been arrested and computers and phones seized.
And Burnley midfielder Joey Barton has been banned from football for 18 months for breaking gambling rules. He says he's going to appeal against the punishment dished out for making more than 1,200 bets on the sport in a 10-year period.
Thanks you, though. Thank you.
That's all right, John.
Thanks very much. Now, half an hour time.
Yeah.
There's bonus news today. We bring you bonus news to make the time up, because Victoria's bulletins are shorter, and she gets paid the same. So, you know, it makes entire financial sense. Vegetable news today. What have you started?
Yes.
Any clues?
No.
Oh, all right. It sounds suspicious, like you haven't started doing it to me.
I've forgotten them. I've got a few tabs open on my computer.
Have you?
Yet to write them, though.
How regular have you been?
Let's not do this again.
Sorry, I meant about checking the vegetable news.
Go away.
Right, good. Now here's... thank you, Victoria.
I'm not done.
Oh.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Just back to your bowel movement.
Ricky, have you got something to say?
I've already asked you.
You're just tittering away there.
Titter.
Did you need to do the weather?
I hate you all. Cold again. Further heavy thundery showers. They might be hail in them, apparently.
Most frequent towards London and the South East, highs of 12 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport that today is coming live from an epic battle on the high seas.
I'm Ben Fletcher, good afternoon. Tottenham can cut Chelsea's gap at the top of the Premier League back down to 4 points with a win at Crystal Palace this evening. Spurs lost their FA Cup semi-final to the league leaders on Saturday. Last season, Mauricio Pochettino's side fell apart after a draw at Chelsea ended their pursuit of the title. He denies there are parallels a year on.
No, but that was completely different. Leicester, the moment that we got the draw, they won the Premier League. It was a big disappointment, completely different than now. Now we lost the semi-final, but 6 games ahead, we are fighting.
Elsewhere this evening, Arsenal can move above Everton into 6th by beating champions Leicester, and there's a basement battle in the North East with second bottom Middlesbrough hosting Sunderland. Onto cricket, a new 8-team city-based domestic 2020 tournament can now go ahead after ECB members' back rule changes to allow the plan. It will begin in the summer of 2020, rather fittingly. And in today's IPL commentary match over on TalkSport 2, rising Pune Super Giants face Kolkata Knight Riders. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much. That is Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live today from an epic battle on the high seas. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, the big debate. On the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In fact, it's on the way now. So, of course, one of the other big stories today, Donald Trump has had to rein in his plans for his war. We learn today that it's been excluded from a budget measure that must pass Congress by Friday in America. Essentially, this has gone in under the heading wall funding. It basically says... Huge promise in Trump's election campaign, of course, but now it comes down to the fact that... Despite this setback, though, Donald continues to tweet that it will still be built. Now, this morning, I don't know if you follow Donald Trump on Twitter, but if you do, you'll have seen this. He's basically hinted at a deal between himself and United Airlines, a deal which would see the airline in America supply him with thousands of dead great big rabbits that they've accidentally killed. While Donald said what he's going to do, he's going to stick the rabbits on top of each other like big furry bricks all along the border between Mexico and the United States of America. Now, this is hundreds and thousands of rabbits, all right? Great big dead ones stacked up to about 60 foot high. Now, Humpty Trumpty says it's both affordable, thanks to United Airlines' rabbit care policy, and possible, insisting that the Great Big Dead Rabbit Wall, as it will become known, the cost is the issue as well, of course. So now, airline tickets for rabbits, of course, that's what the cost is, mainly to get them aboard the airline in the first place, to come off that dead. And then some kind of glue to hold the rabbit wall in place in the desert. He says the cost of all this will be met by Mexico. Anyway, Trump tweeted earlier, "We will glue rabbits between here and Mexico. Need glue. Mexico pays. Dead rabbits. Hard to balance without glue. Hashtag sad." I mean, that's what he's tweeted, Donald Trump, today, just to keep you up to speed on that. But on the line, having called Talk Radio on a telephone number, is Talk Radio listener Alex. Good afternoon, Alex.
Yes, that's my name, John. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Alex. That's why I used it. Now, you've called in, you heard me say the word balance there, obviously, and that's true, isn't it? Dead rabbits are hard to balance without glue, but you're saying, of course, that you think the act of balancing, the very notion of it, should be put aside. It's outdated, we don't need balancing anymore. Is that the crux of your argument?
That is indeed the crux. I'm going to have to declare an interest in this, John, I must say.
Right.
I am interested in this.
Okay,
and where I am at the moment, I live in a castle, as you know, a bouncy castle. And because I just can't be on the ground with this word balance. I've got to be moving at all points. I've got to be always one up, one down.
Yeah.
Currently, I am sort of bouncing up and down on the castle, that is, on my own. and that's a state I enjoy. I also dislike balance for other reasons, which I will go on to later in this phone call segment.
Okay, well, do hold on to those, because you make an interesting stop point, because I'd like to bring in Bartholomew, who's on the other line. Good afternoon, Bartholomew.
Hello, Eamon.
Yeah. So you have been listening to Alex there. Now, he doesn't like balancing. He's got a bouncy castle. He basically lives in it. Because he likes the movement of it all the time. He doesn't like to be still, because that indicates balance, of course. But Bartholomew, you are very much in favour of the notion of balance. So now have an argument with Alex, because that's how this kind of radio works.
Wonderful. Well, I'm on the side of... Actually, no, yeah, I really do rather like balance.
Yeah.
And I think balance works really well, especially when you're moving. It stops you falling off when you're on top, when you're riding.
Yeah.
I'm not just talking about humans. Like if you're on horses and things as well, if you're riding a horse,
yeah,
and you need to have that balance, you need to have that hip rhythm, you need to have that good hip shape going on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what, you're just going to fall off everywhere, and the horse won't be too happy either.
Yeah.
And... I mean, have you ever tried to get a horse in a bouncy castle? It just does not happen.
Well,
John, can I come in there?
Yeah, because Alex is probably going to disagree with that.
I am going to disagree. I'd like to put Bartholomew's point to him backwards and indeed sideways. If he is a fan of balance and he likes it, then for balance, surely he has to dislike it as well.
Bartholomew.
Thank you for giving it to me sideways.
Welcome.
I choose to forget what you said because there's a bit of a bad line, but that's okay. So,
well, hang on. Well, let's let Alex. I want Alex to answer the question which you posed, Bartholomew, which is a very fair question. Alex, have you ever tried to put a horse on a bouncy castle? It's a you know, just a yes or no. I mean, it's a simple question. Don't try and evade the subject.
I won't evade the subject.
Well, you're already doing that. Have you ever tried to put a horse on a bouncy castle?
Have you ever taken a horse in a bouncy castle before? Alex,
there are, those are two different questions, actually,
well,
and the answer to both will be yes.
I'm proud of you.
But did it work?
Well, it worked for the horse.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, at least someone got something out of it then.
Right. Look, I want to bring in the argument here of political balance as well, because that's something that at the moment is writ large due to the election, of course. So we have to be balanced politically and so on and so forth. There is a call, and I want to know whether you agree with this. I have a feeling one of you will and one of you will not. Political balance. All party leaders, right, during debates, if indeed we have them, on one leg for the duration, right? They don't even have to speak. It is essentially a balancing competition, right? And whoever stays on one leg the longest without falling over, they can't even hold on to each other, right? It goes ahead in the polls. Is that fair? Is that a fair way of deciding who runs our country? Bartholomew.
I'd go one further, actually, John, and I'm not Bartholomew, I'm Alex. I'd go one further and say they should do it on a tightrope, but not all of them, just some of them, just because I don't like balance.
Please. I would like you to picture two long, hard, smooth, pink flamingo legs.
Yeah.
They hold up so much weight with the greatest of ease, easily 4 kilos or something.
Sorry to interrupt there, but as a matter of course, we're not condoning that. Please don't feed ease to a flamingo. Sorry, just coming in there with that.
Thank you. How long are these flamingo legs?
They can be as long as you want them to be, but you know what? If they tell you how long they are online, they may be lying. So never trust what a flamingo says online. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. So if a flamingo...
Go back and get behind ourselves again, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
all right, go on then.
Yeah, so flamingos would be 4 kilos, give or take. A politician is a lot less than that, only about 2 or 3, because of all the hot air inside them. And then depending on what colour shoes they're wearing, how loud they are, because loudness and heaviness, there's a direct correlation. So I think if they can balance on one leg like a flamingo, they can easily balance... the Brexit Remainers, the Brexit Leavers, what were the other ones called? The wrong ones.
Yeah, for balance, though, surely if flamingos be 4 kilograms, then you need flamingos after 4 kilograms as well.
Flamingo what, sorry?
What?
What?
Hello?
It's interesting you mentioned flamingos, actually, because you've heard of the centre of gravity.
Of course.
You've heard of the centre of gravity.
Come again?
At CERN in the, you know, Switzerland, the big experiment place. Now, what they're doing there is they're trying to find, as you know, the whole point of the place is to find the centre of gravity. They're still looking for it now, and it's a hypothetical, the centre of gravity. Of course, no one knows it really exists. No one's ever seen it, but the theory is if you fire flamingos round this huge underground tunnel at speeds close to that of the speed of light, because once you fire a flamingo, if it's straight and flat, it's aerodynamic, isn't it? Flamingo, it's a long animal. If its neck's out one way and its legs out, right, they fire them at close to the speed of light around there. And when the two flamingos, opposite directions, when two flamingos collide, right, then that puts you close to discovering the centre of gravity, which is why flamingos stand on one leg. So it makes scientific sense, but I'm saying to you, on this day when there's a big rabbit dead in a plane, is that ethical?
Alex, definitely not. I didn't come out of the EU to throw flamingos at each other at phenomenal speeds.
Well, what did you come out for then?
I don't really know.
Right.
I don't really know why I came out sometimes either, you know, honestly.
No. Well, all right, let's... If we get rid of balance, which is your argument, Alex, people would initially fall over, okay? Bear with me. But they'd only fall over once, wouldn't they? Because they wouldn't be able to get back up again. So actually, would it make everything safer?
I think it would make everything safer. And also, of course, not just the physical balance. If you remove balance, people would not go overdrawn. They'd have plenty of money in their accounts because, of course, there would be no balance.
Yeah.
So we'd be living effectively in communist China.
So it's good for the economy, though.
It is good because everyone's going to be on the floor, so nobody's really going to be up in arms about it.
Yeah.
The arms will be mainly keeping them from having their face touching the pavement.
Right, yeah. Bartholomew, come back on that, if you would.
Yeah, no, I don't feel people rolling around on the floor is... It's not beneficial, especially if you're pregnant or something, because you're just gonna hit a bump in the road every 2 seconds, aren't you? It's going to be an absolute nightmare. Yeah.
And it's great fun on my bouncy castle, though. It's great fun to roll around in my bouncy castle. You should try it one day.
Yeah, but the thing is, Alex, Bartholomew, sort of right away, you were all right. You're sitting there on your high horse literally on your bouncy castle. And you're sort of saying, I've got a bouncy castle, I don't need balance. But not everyone's got a bouncy castle, have they? Not everybody. I mean, a lot of people have, but most people, you know, are bouncy castle-less. And bouncy, where are you going to get the money from? I mean, we've heard about affordable homes and the government providing affordable homes and housing, and we've got a shortage. But there's a bouncy castle shortage in this country. So you're...
Well, you are right. I do know somebody who once had a bouncy castle, and I think it got a puncture and went down on him. And I think that was the end of his fun.
Yeah, but how are you going to pay for? I mean, you know, you're saying get rid of balance. Look at me, I've got a bouncy castle with a horse on it. Right, fine, but you're not everybody, and everybody else can't afford a bouncy castle. Bartholomew hasn't got a bouncy castle, have you, Bartholomew?
No, I've got more of a bouncy chest of drawers. It doesn't really fulfil its purpose.
Right, well, that's a stupid idea. I mean, a inflatable chest of drawers doesn't make any sense. But the bouncy castle, you can't. You're not bringing a solution, Alex. You're just saying, get bouncy castles, that's the solution to... It isn't, because we can't afford them. Who's paying for the bouncy castles? Is it a tax increase? What is it?
Well, I put it to you that I don't really care.
Well, that's fair enough. Tough on balance, tough on the causes of balance. This is a text that's just come in here. Now, the causes of balance, of course, are what? Ears.
Who's the text from?
The text is from... I can't read it. They've handwritten the text.
I thought it might have been my friend who used to have a bouncy castle, and it was then. Yeah.
No, it's not. But tough on balance. Tough on the causes of balance. The cause of balance is ears. So what we're really calling for, of course, there is the removal of the ear canal. Are we?
Oh, definitely not. We can't be doing without. No. We need to be able to hear things.
Right.
No, I'd get rid of the ear canal, the nose river, and the chin sea as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not the first to say that. Obviously, there's an age-old argument as well. But what about... Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden at all? I don't know whether you're familiar
with
Sweden. Sweden, yes. It's a country in the Scandinavian... well, look, what they did there... Right, now this is...
Do they have bouncy castles in Sweden?
Actually, I don't know. I don't know whether they have bouncy castles in Sweden.
They're made for IKEA. There's not as many Allen keys.
They're sort of flat pack castles in Sweden. But what they're doing over there is they are... they've got a flamingo mating program, right? Because they think people should be able to balance more. And so what they do, they've got a sort of breeding program where people are allowed to mate in Sweden, because they're funny people, with flamingos, right? And it obviously, and the offspring of the sort of a flamicuman can balance quite easily on one leg, and he's extra pink. But what happened was that there aren't any flamingos in Sweden, which when this they're not indigenous to the country, but what they have got is elk. So, in fact, what happened was people started mating with elk, and that didn't help at all because they've got four legs. So it was a pointless trial, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you see, a mini elk would surely produce an egg, and eggs are bouncy. So, you know, it's a win-win, really, for me.
Yeah, only a hard-boiled egg.
But any egg, a fried egg, a scrambled egg, or indeed a poached egg. They're all bouncy in their way. If you drop them on the floor, they'll bounce.
Are you, well, that's nonsense. That's ludicrous. Have you ever tried to bounce a scrambled egg? It'll just...
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. I'm bouncing a scrambled egg.
Yeah, but you've got a bouncy castle. It comes back to the argument that not everybody can afford... There are young people today. They can't even get on the bouncy castle ladder. Have you any idea how much it costs? You're pie in the. You've got an egg in the sky. You have. You've got. You're stupid. You've no idea.
If you put a ladder on a bouncy castle, then it falls over and basically it becomes.
Stop going on about bouncy castle. Not everybody can afford.
Children. Come on, let everyone take a big, deep cleansing breath.
Oh, shut up! Right, let's. We've run out of time. Ready for the? But it's an interesting debate. A lot of very unbalanced arguments coming in, ironically. But could you sum up the debate for me in one word, Bartholomew?
Cleansing breath.
Thank you, Alex.
Scrambled bouncy.
Thank you very much. Right, what do you think? Balance. Do we need it? I mean, it's particularly prevalent in this election era, but do we need balance anymore? We live in post-Brexit Britain, of course. We've been talking about that. It's 2017. We've got duvets now and ADHD. Why do we need balance? Let us know what you think. Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolf. You were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes. It was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ryan.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the Cup Final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, do watch out on the M42 through the West Midlands, going northbound between Junction 5 and 6. It is looking very slow there. The M1 southbound through Northamptonshire, we've had reports of an accident between Junction 15 and 14, but traffic seems to be coping well. The M602 going eastbound in Greater Manchester, one lane is closed off. Very slow traffic. It is due to a police incident between Junction 2 and Junction 3. And the M6 northbound through Cheshire, busy between 17 and 18 northbound.
Can you guess which SUV won the What Car Car of the Year 2017 Best Small SUV Award? No, not them. A clue? It's created in Barcelona. Another clue? It's won over five other awards in the last year. That's right. It's the remarkable Seat Ateca. To celebrate the award-winning Ateca, there's now £1,000 off list price on top of all existing offers across the entire Seat range until the 15th of May. There'll be a voucher code waiting for you to download at seat.co.uk.
Subject to availability, orders between April 18 and May 15 and registered by September 30, 2017. Over 18s, retail only, one voucher per order, excludes the all-new Ibiza 2018. T's and C's apply.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed, in the afternoons. Now, we were debating, of course, in the big debate at 3, the notion of balance. Now, it's all very well, isn't it, talking about balance, but do we need it anymore? And we're not just talking political balance, we're talking about, you know, flamingos. There's obviously this, the CERN laboratory in Switzerland. They're searching, and have been since they opened, for the centre of gravity. And to try and find it, as you know, if you follow science at all, they've been firing flamingos at speeds close to the speed of light round the big ring in the CERN laboratory at opposite directions. And then what happens, the idea is when two flamingos, they're stretched out, I mean, they're, you know, a flamingo is a long bird, and when two of them collide head on in a huge laboratory circle, that, they think, could provide evidence of the centre of gravity. Flamingos are used, of course, because they're the ones that can balance on one leg. It makes scientific sense. But do we need balance? That's the question we're asking. A lot of reactions coming in, but not just about balance, Ricky, I understand.
No, there's bizarrely, I think more people are interested by, what was it, Alex or Bartholomew that lived in a bouncy castle?
I don't remember or care.
No, okay, well, a few of them are coming on castles and walls. Street Journal have got involved, and they say they've got an issue that Donald Trump isn't going to be building his wall. They say they will miss out on 30 years' work on commenting on walls in their Street Journal.
Yeah, okay.
Which is understandable. Hadrian has got in contact as well, and he says that he built his wall for free, and Trump doesn't need a fund, just a few thousand peasants.
Right, yeah.
And lastly, David from Gilmore says, all in all, he's just another brick in the wall.
Right. Thank you very much indeed for that. Thoughts, of course, on any subject from the news. Trump's wall, I mean, that's absolutely fine. You can get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with a talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, Professor Stephen Hawking, you know him. Speaking of physics, as we were, the CERN laboratory and the Flamingo Centre of Gravity experiments, etc. Professor Stephen Hawking spent, all of his career, really, in the at the forefront of science. I mean, you know, a professor of the understanding of science at Cambridge University, a Lucasian mathematician at Cambridge University, of course, had done much of the work on black holes and event horizons and singularities, well known for all of his work there, of course. And as David in Gilmore there, obviously Pink Floyd, he was on a Pink Floyd album, Professor Stephen Hawking. But what he does on a semi-regular basis when he's got a moment, he pops in here. And he comes in here specifically to tell us a joke. And you might want to ask why.
Why is that, John?
Good that you asked that question, Ricky, because the reason is that it sort of provides for us an audible lolly stick.
Mm.
Now, allow me to explain. Remember, back in the day, when you bought a lolly from an ice lolly from an ice cream van or a newsagent, mm-hmm. Sometimes you get the setup to a joke written on the bottom of the lolly stick that was visible. But in order to get to the punchline of that joke, which was hidden beneath the icy treat, you had to suck the lolly off, right? And underneath it, and this is like an audio version of that. So here on the show, you get the setup to the joke, mm-hmm. but for the punchline, you have to download our podcast.
Oh, very clever.
Isn't it?
Very good.
It's only available on the podcast.
So people listen and then they'll download?
Yeah, I mean, right. They don't. But the opportunity is there for them to do.
Very good.
But, so why not subscribe to our podcast? It's at talkradio.co.uk. Or, of course, on iTunes. It's the Talk Radio in the Afternoons podcast. The least worst bits of this with extra bonus material. Not least the punchline to the forthcoming joke. I mean, ordinarily what we do now, of course, is that Michael McIntyre pops in here.
Ooh, hello, John.
To reminisce an observation about a lollipop stick. And I say, Michael McIntyre, Do you remember lollipop sticks?
John, I'm already in the room. John, no. Well, the thing is, you see, John, okay, right. What is this? Right, okay. You know when you used to have, ice cream vendor?
It's not very good, though, is it?
No, it's all right.
Well. You remember the lolly? Is it more like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
All right. It doesn't matter, though. We don't need Michael. We don't need Michael McIntyre because Sarah Millican's here today.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. You know the comedian Sarah Millican?
No.
Well, she's here. Sarah Millican, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, John.
Do you remember the lolly sticks?
Oh, I love them lolly sticks.
Do you? Can you do an amusing observation about it, Sarah?
So, you know them lolly sticks, John?
Yes.
Me and my friends, because we wanted to get to the joke quick enough.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to be the funniest one of the group, right?
Yeah.
So we'd put it in our mouths and we'd suck so hard.
Yeah.
We'd get brain freeze.
Right. Sarah Millican there. Thank you, Sarah, there with an observation about... Anyway, Professor Stephen Hawking is here with the setup to the joke. Play me the overly long intro music. Ooh! Hey!
Why are the blue and red colors on the French flag attached by Velcro?
Why are the blue and red colors on the French flag attached by Velcro? If you'd like the punchline to that joke, you simply need to subscribe to our podcast, where you'll find it. Talkradio.co.uk. Find this show's page. There's a subscription thing. Or at iTunes, of course. Talk Radio in the Afternoon. Search for that. Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, we will be giving away some meat. It's a souvenir of time spent with us on the radio. If you'd like to register your interest at spending time with us on the radio, specifically in a game of Dead or Alive this afternoon, then here comes the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter, at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's right. And, of course, Victoria's bonus news to look forward to there. And I use the phrase look forward to erroneously. Here comes the news.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister's been defending the government's record on pay for NHS workers.
I think we should first of all recognise, actually, that for people working in the National Health Service, around half of those staff, because of progression and basic pay increases, will actually see on average a pay increase of 4% in their title.
Labour says it will guarantee health service employees a rise if it wins the general election. Shadow Health Secretary John Ashworth says he'd pay for it through an increase in corporation tax, which has been cut to 19% from 28% under the Conservatives. Meanwhile, the Lib Dem leader Tim Farron has sacked David Ward, a former MP who'd been put forward for re-selection. The party suspended him in 2013 after he was accused of anti-Semitism. He'd been chosen to stand again in Bradford East, the seat he'd held from 2010 to 2015. It's understood Newcastle United's managing director Lee Sharnley is among those arrested in a tax fraud investigation. West Ham say they're fully cooperating after having their premises raided too by HMRC officials. A group of MPs has concluded a British man killed by a drone strike in Syria was extremely dangerous. The Intelligence and Security Committee says Raya Khan was a prolific recruiter for the Islamic State group. He was killed in Raqqa in 2015 in the first lethal strike carried out by the UK outside a military campaign. A fire has broken out in research labs at a renowned cancer hospital. No patients or operations have been affected at the Christie in Manchester. And Joey Barton says he's planning to appeal against an 18-month ban from football. The Burnley midfielder, who's admitted breaking betting rules, says the decision has effectively forced him into an early retirement. The weather: showers across the south, dying out this evening. Further north, there'll be some patchy rain tonight. Lows of just 1 degree. Tomorrow, a sunny but cold start in the south, but clouds cloud and patchy rain further north will move across all areas during the day before turning a bit brighter later on. Highs of 11. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news, of course. Bulletins, not as big as they used to be. So we have to make the time up because Victoria gets paid the same. It doesn't seem fair otherwise, does it? So animal news, vegetable news and mineral news is what we bring you. And we do it on consecutive days, it's fair to say. So one day you get animal news, then you get vegetable news, mineral news. Today it's the turn of vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Absolutely loving that remix.
Don't we all? So, Victoria, you've been elbow deep in vegetable. What have you pulled out?
Starting off with a new food crisis, hummus. So this was flagged up to me on Twitter by David.
David on Twitter.
Yeah, and I'm including it today as the internet says the main ingredient, chickpeas, belong to the legume family, which is apparently a subgroup of vegetables for any doubters out there. Anyway, some supermarkets have a shortage because of production issues, which apparently neither me or Chloe on the buttons have noticed, as we've both been enjoying different flavours with carrots, which are also a vegetable. Anyway, don't worry too much. M&S has already said its hummus range is back in store, and Sainsbury's say they expect to be fully stocked again on Thursday.
So there's not really news then, is it?
Well, there's no shortage.
There was a couple of days.
I mean, Thursday's tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know,
This is a couple of days people have been without it.
It's fair enough.
And actually, I got the last caramelised onion one in my local supermarket.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was there a rush for it?
Well, I didn't have to fight anyone for it. No. I just picked it off the shelf, but it took me a while to find.
It's fair enough. You see these people. People walk for 20 miles to those hummus standpipes now, don't they? Mm. They come back with it on their heads.
Yeah.
So it's awful. It's like a drought of hummus.
Yeah. And apparently Britain is the hummus capital of Europe. There you go. Shall I move on?
We're not in Europe.
Yes, we are.
Well,
how would you spell hummus?
This is another thing. There are two ways. So the Oxford English Dictionary prefers H-U-M-M-U-S, but the supermarkets tend to favour H-O-U-M-U-S.
I thought the O was at the end of the word, O-U-S. Not hummus. Hummus.
That's probably the spelling I meant to do. Mm. Chloe's got a packet.
Hi, Chloe.
How is yours spelled?
Hi, Chloe.
Mine's spelled with two O's and two U's and one M.
Can you spell it?
H-O-U-M-O-U-S.
There you go.
Double O.
So we're both wrong.
Out of interest, where do we stand on...
That's the way I was trying to spell it.
Where do we stand on hummus?
Well, that's not a vegetable.
Yeah, the terror
no,
group.
No, let's not go into that.
All right.
Moving on, Worcester Cathedral's been criticised for a ceremony where asparagus was blessed. So it involved a man dressed up as asparagus on St George's Day. You can see him looking like an idiot on my Twitter page, yeah. Victoria_Bourne, spelled...
B-U.
That's not how you spell it.
H-O-U-M-O-U-S.
No.
Victoria_hummus.
No.
The music's run out.
I know.
Have you got more?
Yeah. Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. So anyway, this happened on St George's Day,
yeah.
Which marks the start of the English asparagus growing season. But there's been fury at what's been dubbed the absurd pantomime-type scene, making a mockery of Christian worship.
Sorry, so a man dressed as...
Look at Twitter, I've mentioned you. You should be able to see it.
A man dressed as asparagus,
yep.
Went into a church.
A cathedral.
A cathedral.
With some asparagus, and it was blessed.
Right.
Now, Worcestershire is home to the Vale of Evesham, which is one of the places which is known for growing a lot of asparagus. It's one of our biggest growing areas for it,
yeah.
The veg. And also they have a festival which runs throughout May and
But
June.
What's the problem with blessing the asparagus? They have a harvest festival, don't they, the church? So why have they got all up in the face of the asparagus?
They didn't like the man in the outfit. They thought the bishop should have known better, and I think it's a mockery.
What is a bishop if not a man in an outfit?
Very true.
Bloody hypocrite.
But he's not dressed as a vegetable, is he? He's
going
with years
of
tradition.
Dressed as a lady. Long
what
dress.
He loses all his
Which
abilities.
Is fine, by the way. He can identify however he likes and dress however he likes. Just to be clear, amillennials.
What if he becomes a vegetable?
I don't think that's how this works.
Oh, okay.
Is there another one?
Yeah.
Great.
And a woman in New Zealand has started making veggie bouquets. So Genia Kongmanshikik has a florist business. Okay, try and read this name. There, I've underlined it for you.
Genia Kongmanshikik.
That's pretty much what I said, John. Anyway, she has a florist business, but she uses fruit and veg instead. And I think she's quite expensive. She charges $90 for one. You can take a look at them on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. Ricky, I've mentioned you as well, so you can have a look.
I've already had a look. I was just playing along.
What do you think?
Yeah, she looks all right. She looks a bit...
We're not judging her. Oh, we're judging the bouquet.
Sorry. You asked me what did you think of her, and I thought, you know, she's all right. She's not my type, but, you know, John, I know you...
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Why don't you look? You can find it easily by going on Twitter and searching Victoria.
What are you looking for followers? Is that what you're doing at the moment?
That's exactly what she's doing.
Why are you on the follow hype?
Because I want more. I'm almost up to 1,600. So, a few more, please.
Oh, blimey. They're going to come your way, aren't they?
Oh, I get a couple a day. Mm. Lose a few a day as well.
Dave's been on, by the way, Twitter, speaking of which. And Victoria Bourne has the sexiest voice to be heard on the radio today.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Just today. And bear in mind, the voice you heard before that was that of Stephen Hawking. So, I don't know what that tells you.
That, I don't wish to say.
All right. Victoria, thank you very much for your bonus news.
It's all right, John.
Mineral news tomorrow. Right. In the next bit of the programme, speaking of vegetables, well, we've got some to give away. A box of organic them, to be honest. And that's just one of the choices. You can also choose some chicken, beef, lamb, or today, commemorative rabbit.
Rest in peace, Simon. Mm.
Simon the Big Dead Rabbit. Mm. It's called Simon. Anyway, so on the front of the papers today, on like the Sun and stuff. Anyway, so a game of Dead or Alive coming up on the radio next before 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes.
Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio.
Join me today, I've got two legendary guests. Sir Geoff Hurst and Gordon Banks OBE. Two of the heroes of England's one and only World Cup winning football team.
And here comes Hurst. Some people are on the pitch, they think it's all over. It is now.
We'll have all the other stuff, but Geoff Hurst and Gordon Banks are going to be here.
Sam Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
Talking to Geoff Hurst and Gordon Banks.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
The latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Before you take to the pitch, before that penalty kick, before the crowd roars, be ready with Betfair. Never leave getting great value to chance. Betfair have been best odds most often on the top English league football in 2017 compared to leading bookmakers. Betfair. Win bigger.
18+ BeGambleAware.org. Data provided by TX Odds. Betfair Sportsbook prices compared against leading UK bookmakers on match odds placed between January 1st and March 30th, 2017. Full terms at betfair.com.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Right,
That's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, if you're on the M42 through the West Midlands, we've had some slow traffic. That's going northbound between Junction 5 at Solihull and Junction 6 at Birmingham. The M1 southbound through Northamptonshire between 15 and 14, an earlier accident along that stretch has now been cleared. The M602 eastbound through Greater Manchester, still one lane closed off and very slow traffic. It's due to a police incident between Junction 2 and Junction 3 at Regent Road roundabout.
Can you guess which SUV won the What Car Car of the Year 2017 Best Small SUV Award? No, not them. A clue. It's created in Barcelona. Another clue? It's won over 5 other awards in the last year. That's right. It's the remarkable Seat Ateca. To celebrate the award-winning Ateca, there's now £1,000 off list price on top of all existing offers across the entire Seat range until the 15th of May. There'll be a voucher code waiting for you to download at seat.co.uk.
Subject to availability, orders between April 18 and May 15 and registered by September 30, 2017. Over 18s, retail only, one voucher per order, excludes the all-new Ibiza 2018. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee, tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
A differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Yes, I am John Holmes. Very shortly, of course, the giveaway of souvenir gift meat commences. That's right, budget issue. We don't get proper things. Anyway, doesn't matter because the news is going on. Of course, there's a fire in Manchester, of course, that's still being dealt with at a hospital, the Christie Hospital in Manchester. That's in the news this afternoon. Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn have clashed over the NHS schools and pensions at the final PMQs before the general election. Of course, Parliament will be dissolved around about May the 3rd in order to allow the campaigning to begin in earnest. There's a lot on the front of the papers as well. All these stories about new clues in the hunt for Madeleine McCann. A lot of papers going with that. Borrowing falls to lowest since Brown years. The Times there. A big dead rabbit, of course, on the front of the Sun today that was killed by United Airlines in some sort of terrible cargo-based incident. We don't know the details as yet, but there is a dead rabbit. What we think is they overbooked a flight full of giant rabbits, and then they asked obviously a giant rabbit to get off. The giant rabbit said no because it was busy. It had to get that flight because it was due to run through a field with its friends the next day, and so they called security. The security cable tied the rabbit's paws and then dragged it off the plane by its ears, of course, which is terrible, but that's the news for you. It's quite complicated.
It's very complicated. I just can't get my head around
it. I know, Ricky, many people can't, but it's alright because we're here to help. What we do is we put the news through Japanese poetry because it makes it simple. It makes it as simple as 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables possibly can be. It's the news in haikus, but as Cornelius, who normally reads them, is on holiday, we've given them to Asprod Cass, our assistant producer, who's from the north, which renders them the news in hulkus.
McDonald's offers fix contracts to workers. Would they like fries with that?
Yeah, the news in Hulku. Some of your reactions have been coming in. Ricky's been collecting them. Thank you for them. Ricky, what's been coming
in? Yeah, we've just had one in come in now. It says, John, I don't know why people are getting so upset about these experts who claim saturated fats don't increase heart attacks. Mm-hmm. I've had a Paul Ross full set breakfast every day for 16 months and I'm fine. And that's from Steve from the cardiac unit at Cheltenham General Hospital's roundabout.
Thank you very much indeed.
We've had another one from... it's this one. Afternoon, John.
Hi.
They've taken Cadbury's. They've come for our penguins. The Blue Ribbons is the last stand. Join me, John. Join me as a fight to the death for our chocolate biscuits. And that's Judith in Canterbury.
Thank you very much, Judith. You can get in touch with the show, of course, 87222.
Sorry, mess with the word talk. It was the last one. I nearly did it right.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Sorry, mess with any word you like.
Any word you like. Now then, it is time for the giveaway of meat. Chicken, beef, lamb, a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. And today, commemorative rabbit, as we play a game of dead or... A list of things, but are they dead or are they alive? Figure it out. And it could see you getting the gift of meat. It's a souvenir of time spent on the radio. With us today, Rob is on the phone. Hello, Rob.
Hello, John.
Hello, Rob. So how are you, Rob?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks. What about you?
Yeah, not well, polite of you to ask. I'm fine, thank you very much, Rob. Yes, very good. Where are you and what do you do, Rob?
I'm in Guildford, and I am a hotel receptionist.
A hotel receptionist in Guildford, all right. So are you at work now? I mean, presumably you haven't got a queue of people waiting to check in or anything?
No, I'm on a break in the back room.
On a break in the back room. All right, fine. And how long have you been working in a hotel reception in Guildford?
About just under a year.
Just under a year. And is it everything you dreamed it would be?
Everything I dreamed it would be, and more.
And more. Good answer.
Not one free room, not one free stay in a year.
Great. Right, Rob, now, there's a game of Dead or Alive. You can get the gift of meat. Given the choice, should you score highly enough, chicken, beef, lamb, rabbit today, or a box of organic veg?
So you haven't got biltong?
No.
I'll take the rabbit then.
Okay, fine. So, eyes down, because we're going to play a game of Dead or Alive. Here it comes. Just simply, Dead or Alive. Out of the list of these things. Very easy one to start you off with. By the way, Ask Podcast, keeping score through the glass, just so you know. So, Simon the Rabbit.
Very much dead.
Very much dead, of course, in the care of United Airlines on one of their flights when he tragically died under what remain mysterious circumstances. Easy one to get you in there. Dead or Alive, coverage of the general election on Talk Radio.
Oh, I can't win on this one, I don't think, but I'm going to say alive.
Yes, it is very much alive. The staff here have now had a 10-minute presentation on election rules.
Half an hour.
Half an hour? Was it half an hour long?
It was half an hour.
Unbelievable. So, it is alive for now. That's good. I like the way they gave the sort of the staff here the rules of the election, but none of the presenters.
Yeah, good point.
Technically, we're the ones who have to talk our way through it and interview all the politicians. Interesting, that. Dead or alive, Alistair Darling's eyebrows. For balance, also other people. Is that how you do it? Is that on the course? No, alive, of course. They're still the most obvious thing on his face. And like a couple of badgers. Jason Manford, after hosting Big Heads, the giant foam-headed game show that started at the weekend.
Dead.
Jason Manford is still alive. As is... I thought it might have killed him off, to be honest, because it's so appalling. But he is alive because he got in touch with the show the other day when we were slagging off Big Heads, and he tweeted the show and called me a miserable sod for doing so. So he is alive.
Does that make him alive?
Yeah, it's hard to tweet when you're dead. But anyway.
That's the point.
My Auntie Sylvie, dead or alive?
Dead.
No, harsh, but no. weekly update. She's still alive. It was her 97th birthday last week. Yeah, that's right. She has no control of her faculties. She is in a home. Auntie Sylvie, 97. No idea who I am or who any of the members of the family are anymore. Drinks from a sippy cup, bless her. But she is still with us. Auntie Sylvie. Weekly update.
I wish her well.
All right, well, thank you. I'll pass that on. Sales of tabloid newspapers this week, thanks to Kim Kardashian's arse.
I don't know.
Well, it's alive because you see, people buy the newspapers when they put the arse on the front, don't they? And they buy the newspapers, so people will actually buy anything to see a bit of arse, it seems. So
that was the obvious answer.
Well, it was the answer. But anyway, dead or alive, the Hills, the Hills.
I don't know. That could be the least obvious answer. Dead.
Well, you are right, actually, because a lot of people go with alive there, I'll be honest, because they're alive with the sound of music, but you're right. Because in this instance, it's the Hills, which are a family who lived three doors down from my parents when I was growing up, and tragically, they all died, wiped out, whole family, in a tragic tea brewing incident. Correct. The chances of me getting an invitation to Chloe, who works through the glass on the buttons, the chances of me getting an invitation to Chloe's wedding later this year, dead or alive?
I don't see any reason why not, alive.
Well, weirdly, yes. I was surprised. Yes, because she sent me an email telling me to keep the date free, but it went into my spam folder, so unless I hadn't checked it, I wouldn't have known about it anyway. I'm going to take that as a win. Yeah. There we go. Right, finally, so in love, I wish I was what, according to the ape hangers?
So in... dead.
Let's have a listen and find out. So in love, wish that I was there. Yes, is the right answer. It's very good. OK, very good. OK, so Ask Broadcast has been keeping score through the glass. I imagine, I don't know how fast this is going to be, but let's find out. We're going to just dial up the... We have to put your details into the system, Rob, and the system then works out your score. That's how it works. It's a very slow system. As you can hear, it's a dial-up, so just bear with us as we work our way into the system. I apologise in advance for the speed of the internet here. But that's... OK, we're in, I think. So, Cass is just going to put your details in. Oh, there we go. Oh, no.
Rob, how do you spell rabbit?
R-A-B-B-E-R-T.
Yeah, that, dot. Seems, that seems fine.
Rabbit. All right. I've just reread this. It turns out it's a dead rabbi.
Oh.
That was a typo all along.
Do we need to do the quiz again?
You do the whole show again, because...
All right, when this goes
Wait a minute. Sorry. No, it is a rabbit. Sorry.
All right, okay, I'll...
The paper, the front tea, of the paper is folded over the tea.
I saw that. Yeah.
Can I carry on?
Yep. Thanks. Yep. Okay. Yep.
So this is costing me money.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
Sorry, it's a very slow system.
Go on.
Okay, I'm going to print it.
Yeah, all right. Print it off. Here comes your score. Let's find out whether you, Rob, hotel receptionist in Guildford, is getting the gift of dead rabbi, rabbit, Piper. It's a gift souvenir. Very slow printer. Bloody hell. How long is that a new printer? Slower than the older one. Go on. Yeah. What did he get? What did he score?
Five.
Is that enough to get some rabbit?
Did he want rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got rabbit. Hey, Rob, congratulations. Well done, Rob.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. Game of Dead or Alive on the radio there. And Rob takes home the souvenir gift of commemorative rabbit. There's a big dead rabbit, Sam Delaney.
I know, I'm livid about this.
Yeah, I know.
I think we all are, aren't we?
We are livid about it. United Airlines again.
United Airlines are basically, and I don't know... I don't care what the lawyers say about this. I think that they're the most evil force on planet Earth today. I think they're the biggest threat to civilization. This is your show, so I think it's your producer who gets sacked for me saying that.
That's fine, I'm happy with that.
As long as it's not either of us, who cares?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it was out of order.
Yeah.
And all I'm talking about is the school system in crisis.
Yep.
I mean, we used to have a pet rabbit at school, but with today's underfunding, presumably they're dying all over the place as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Tory Labour. Yeah, we've got on to talk about a man who says that everyone should vote Labour, and there's not many of them around, but I found one.
Go on.
The noted thinker, George Monbiot.
Oh, really? Monbiot's on?
Yeah, Monbiot's on. It's the Monbiot moment on Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I don't know what he'll make of it, but, you know, we'll wait and see. You know who I've got him debating with?
Go on.
Jerry Hayes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Monbiot versus Hayes is something we've all waited for many years.
It's a Las Vegas fight waiting.
It really is. Yeah, it's going to be sensational. So tune in at just gone 5 o'clock, because that's going to be magic. We've got the latest from these the tax man raiding all the football stadiums.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be talking about over-extravagant weddings. Chloe's getting married.
She is getting married.
Are you invited to the wedding?
I wasn't. It was in my spam folder, but apparently I've got to keep the day free.
I'm not invited.
Oh. Are you not?
No.
Even I got invited. No, I'm not sober here.
Have you checked your spam folder?
Every single person in the building. I've been round and asked everyone.
Yeah.
And everyone apart from me.
Wow.
Even Cornelius has been invited.
No way.
Cornelius. Rudd.
I can't believe it.
Gilo. You know, people who used to... what's his name? Sincoli.
Everyone.
Literally everyone's going, apart from me. So I tell you what it's going to be like. I don't know if you've seen Sleeping Beauty, but I'm the Maleficent figure.
Yeah, I
when you hear some cackling, some evil cackling in the rafters, it will be me, and I will put a curse on her and her husband.
Something to look forward to there. Sam Delaney with you next on the radio for Drive here on Talk. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.